You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey there, fans of You Know What, Dude? If you want to bring in the year 2013 the right way, then there's no better way than catching Robert Kelly's two special New Year's Eve shows at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. Join Robert and kick in the new year laughing with an open bar, a champagne toast, and even special packages available for a one-night stay. So you can go right from laughing your asses off at the show with Robert to making some sweet New Year's love to your date afterwards. Tickets are going fast, so go to robertkellylive.com right now and get your tickets for the Magoobies New Year's Eve party with your boy, Robert Kelly, for a night you do not want to miss. Happy New Year, dude!
Say it again, do that.
I got... my mind set on you.
Keep going.
It's gonna take money. Boom, 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 boom. Whole lot of spending money.
Oh, you fucking suck. Okay.
Patience.
Oh, shut up. All right, we get it. Listen, here's a little intro to the show. Thank you again. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Overwhelming response in emails to me about keeping the show length the way it is. We will keep it long. You guys are great. We got hundreds of emails from you guys, and we appreciate that you guys who wrote in, who give a shit, that care enough to respond to the questions that we ask you. There was one guy who said, yeah, an hour is good enough. You lose. This show will be as long as it is. No more time limits or anything. So we really appreciate that. And if you have any questions, critiques about the show, people you want to see, people you who haven't been on the show in a while, people you think should be on the show, bits that we used to do that you like that we don't do anymore, whatever, please email me at ykwd@riotcast.com. We definitely hear you guys, and we appreciate you guys spreading the word. We appreciate you guys telling other people to listen to us, and we appreciate you guys that you download this every week. I want to congratulate a couple people. Jay Moore got a great new gig. Congratulations, Jay Moore, even though you don't listen to our show. and you're on a competing network, but he just got a really great gig that he seemed really happy about getting. That always makes me happy when somebody gets something that they want in this business, because it's so hard to do. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to Davey Mac, the number one sports program of 2012 on iTunes. Awesome. One of our own made the top. I love Davey Mac. Congratulations to the Joe Rogan Show, too. He was number one podcast, as he should be. Very funny show, interesting show, and a very famous guy with a whole lot of money. Kelly's stuffing her face, so. But that's it. The intro of the show, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing these little intros at the beginning. This show is awesome. It's one of my favorites. Giannis Pappas, Louis J. Gomez, a.k.a. Monster Voice, Dan Soda, The Truth Joe List, Kelly Fistuker, myself, do this Christmas episode for you guys. It's fucking hilarious. I know I say this all the time, one of my favorite episodes. This is so funny. Giannis Pappas had a show, and he actually wound up punching a woman heckler in the face and a man heckler. And he tells a story, and it's fucking hilarious. Just everybody kills it on this episode. So enjoy this very special Christmas episode. Enjoy the contest that we laid out there for you guys. The video is on the YKWD Facebook page and YouTube page, and the YKWD Twitter account. So make sure you check out the video. We've already have one submission in that's hilarious. hilarious. So keep them coming. The prize packs are on the video. We're giving away a Yeti microphone, a Go Runner, a.k.a. the Bandolier, some T-shirts, books. We're going to add some more stuff to it, too. A coffee mug. The actual prize packs that you saw are going to be even better than what we have, because I have more stuff to give away. If you're a company that wants to donate stuff to give to these people, send it to us. 676A, 9th Ave, box number 424, New York, New York, 10036. And that goes for any of you son of a bitches that want to maybe give Kelly an iPad for Christmas.
Yes, please.
You want an iPad?
Yeah.
What would you do for an iPad? If some guy was like, I'll give you an iPad, what would you do for it?
Ask the question properly. Would I suck a dick for an iPad?
Would you suck a dick for an iPad?
It depends what kind of dick it was.
It depends on what type of iPad, too. What are you going to do?
That's true.
You're not going to suck a dick for the shittiest mini without fucking AT&T service, right?
If it's Verizon, whoa, Nelly.
So you'll suck a dick for a 64 gigabyte Wi-Fi and Verizon LTE.
Well, how gross is the dude?
It doesn't matter. It's a dick.
I don't know.
Kelly will suck a dick for an iPad. Yeah. So, the top of the line iPad, though. So, make sure you, the address is 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. And the email is ykwd at riotcast.com. This episode, the Christmas episode, Giannis Pappas, Monster Voice, The Truth Joe List, Kelly and myself. This is fucking hilarious. Hilarious. So enjoy enjoy this episode, the Christmas episode. And thank you so much for listening to us all year long, spreading the word of the YKWD podcast. You guys are awesome. You know what, dude?
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
The mics are hot. The mics are hot. We're here.
Are you fucking crazy?
YKWD. Christmas. Dan Soda. We're on the fucking air. Pull your mic down, you cunt.
I was hoping that.
Please, number four, Lewis.
Here we go. Here we go. Lewis is here. You guys, welcome.
Banging on buttons.
Welcome.
Does anyone have a BlackBerry charger for Lewis?
No.
BlackBerry? I think I do have a BlackBerry.
What does he need a BlackBerry charger for?
Lewis is.
Fur. Why am I talking Dutch? The Amish Dutch. Fur.
Fur. Why does he need it? Fur.
He's been here 1,000 times. He still asks me what buzzer to press.
Do you got a BlackBerry charger?
Hey, do you have a BlackBerry?
I brought cookies, everybody.
Do you guys have a BlackBerry charger?
Did you bring half-eaten cookies?
Do you guys have half-eaten cookies?
Me and DeRosa were walking by Lewis's house the other day. I knocked on the window because it's on the first floor.
Yeah.
And he opened it. So, oh! And he was, and then we just left. He's like, "What's up?" And we just walked away. We started laughing, I called him later, and he goes, "I go, did you get your coat on and come out?" And he goes, "Yeah, I thought you guys were outside waiting for me." He was so excited that people knocked on his door.
Yeah. That's what he's always wanted. I can't hear Joe List. The truth is not on.
Huh?
What? What?
His mic is not on.
Are you kidding
me? I'm not supposed to open it yet, though, right?
Let me hear you.
Nothing.
What?
I'm getting nothing from List.
Let me hear you, List.
Still don't hear List.
Did you unplug the mic there, buddy?
Not on purpose, certainly.
Let me hear you some more.
There we go.
Oh, there he is.
Was it unplugged?
Yeah,
it was unplugged. Now we're cooking.
There you go, Joe. You know, the first thing you do is always try to see if the thing's plugged in. That's rule number one in comedy.
Thank you, Ken.
I don't know why that was unplugged. Joe, there he is. Hey. Hi, buddy.
Hey, LJG.
Hi, buddy.
Lewis.
Hi, buddy. What? We're on right now. Yeah, we're rolling. I don't fuck around with that. Let's start when everybody shows up. Sit down.
Sounds like an awful accountant.
Go this way. They go this way. Come behind me.
Lewis.
What do you need that for?
Jay?
A what?
A phone interview for Nick and Artie at 7.
You have to call into Nick and Artie? You have to pre-interview at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have that, dude. Do you want to run and get a charger?
Yeah, Joe, let's
get
more.
Oh, just plug it in right there, dude. Guys, I'm sorry about this. I'm not dealing with any more fucking outside distractions. The show has begun. Merry fucking Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey,
happy Hanukkah to Giannis Pappas.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Even though you look Jewish, but you're not.
I get profiled all the time.
As Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, very New York face.
That's because you have a 5 o'clock shadow at 2 p.m.
That looks Sephardic.
Oh, this is nice.
Sephardic. Welcome to the show. We got Joe List.
Hey.
Who I'm so excited to see.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Very happy. We got Dan Soda. Get off your fucking phone.
I'm not getting on the phone. I'm looking at the card.
He's reading his Christmas card.
Oh, sorry.
You got a hair trigger today.
Well, because you're a little fucking
intense.
Out of line. You're talking and having conversations when I need you.
Okay.
I need you.
And you know what? I think you're right.
I was right.
But
you're fucking side convoing.
I ate quickly.
And you're supposed to eat. You're supposed to eat before you come on.
I was doing other stuff.
It doesn't matter.
I rushed here.
It doesn't. No, you didn't rush here. You said you were going to be here at 4 o'clock. You weren't.
I know, because I
was
rush
here.
I had to rush here because the thing I was doing ran late.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Guys. You said you're going to be here at 4.
It doesn't matter.
Guys, it's Christmas.
Doesn't matter. Shut
it's
up.
It's Christmas. Stop fighting, Mom and Dad.
I'd love to be. If we were a gay couple, you know how great that'd be?
I'd be such a power bottom.
You know how excited I'd be to have you with those eyes?
Kelly, what's the new Darl on the text?
I hate it.
She goes, hey, Darl.
Hey, Darl. As in D-A-R-L?
Like Darl?
Yeah. Darl. As in darling. Hey, darling.
I hate it.
I like it.
I'm going to punch Kelly in her dumb fucking shoulders.
Wow.
Why?
Because
everybody's wound up today. Jesus Christ.
I texted Kelly.
Listen. So, go ahead.
Those are childbearing shoulders.
I texted Kelly 15 times and I'll show you that I can't.
Talking to the microphone, first of all, your voice is raspy enough.
Because we were filming, Louis. You contacted me when we were filming.
I need you to, first of all, never wear a double V-neck again.
Yeah. What an awful decision. Yeah. You look like
I want you to stop going to the H&M and looking at the mannequins going, I would like that.
You look like the night manager of a bowling alley.
You look like you own a Dutch coffee shop on a canal. This is possible? This is possible? Good. Now, what were you going to say to Kelly?
I was fucking rushing here.
Yeah.
Rushing here because she told me at 4:30.
How come I always want to make that joke when I hear somebody saying Russian? You're not Russian. What the hell's going on?
You're Russian. You're Puerto Rican. Hey. Dude, I'm fucking rushing here, and I told her 15 times I can't be here until 4:45, and she just keeps on texting me back, 4:30, smiley face, 4:30, smiley face. I'm like, you fucking bitch, I told you 15 times that I couldn't be here until 4:45, and then I call her to say, hey, I'm right outside, and she hangs up the fucking phone on me.
We were filming it was when I had the camera right on me.
I'm going to have to, say for Kelly, say I.
Hey!
I. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, dude. Yeah.
All for Luis J. Gomez.
I don't know. I stopped paying attention. I'm still trying to figure out how my Bobby looks like Santa Claus after chemo didn't get a big laugh.
Just tried it on me. You knew I was going to laugh.
The fat elf was funny.
Yeah. The fat elf was funny.
It didn't need anything after that.
Funnier?
Yeah, it was.
First of all, when everybody in the room says funnier, you got to just shut your face. You can't scream louder. Funnier? What do you mean?
You can't lobby for the joke.
Yeah, you can't lobby for your
Speaking
own
of lobbying, Giannis, what have you and I been up to?
That's true. We've been on Facebook warring it out.
Listen to me. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
We've just been, me and Joe, been fighting people. Fighting people on Facebook about guns.
Fighting people on Facebook? Really? Is that how you would describe your life right now? Really?
I think I lost some fans.
I guess, first of all, I would like to say our hearts go out to the people in Connecticut. It was terrible. I don't really get emotional with world tragedies that much, but that really kind of fucked me up, Connecticut.
It can't get any worse than that. That's as bad as it gets.
Well, it's terrible. I mean, look, we've been there before. I mean, look at the, Columbine was fucking nuts. I mean,
it's different, though. It's a little different.
5-year-olds.
Those were the kids that were picking on that kid. This is some fucking psychopath walking into a school and pulling out a gun and shooting 5-year-olds.
Look, I've
never done anything bad in their life.
I'm not going to argue what is worse, a teenager getting killed or a fucking 5-year-old getting killed. They're both terrible. I understand what you're saying. It's just, it sucks. And then now the gun control thing is up and everybody's trying to, hold on to their gun. I mean, I get it. I mean, back in the day when it was a musket, you were defending yourself from a bear or a fucking deer attack, I can understand having a whack.
Also, it's been 2 days, so the conversation's kind of dying down. So we're
it's actually going to be a week and a half when this comes out.
Oh, yeah, a week and a half.
So people are going to be like, we get it.
Yeah, so it's
so over it. We're
just now. There's probably a new one we can talk about.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. It's so scary that Joe's fucking on the ball.
Can I ask you a question, though? Well, did you guys don't want guns, right? You don't think we should
There's
have guns?
There's just no need for anyone to have an assault weapon in their hand. I mean, like, automatic reload is the problem. There should be a...
What about the Xbox assault rifle that they have? Can I have that?
Yeah, as long as...
May I interject?
No, you're not from America.
Are we doing that now? I don't want to be here if that's how we're doing it.
Coming from a country which has no guns...
She has to do that.
Wait, your country...
I'm kidding.
Australia... and then you had a big shooting.
So in 1996, a guy
Can you say 1996 one more time?
1996. Everyone knows it was the year of 1996.
1996, the year that Weezer's Pinkerton came out. It was 1996. Good album.
All right.
We're through this.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Anyways, back in 1996.
Yeah. All right. Now you're screaming into the mic. We need you to find a middle ground.
Everyone's
Everyone's on fucking attack today. What happened?
It's not alleged, dude.
It's fucking Christmas.
Hey,
that's what we do.
It's a Bobby Kelly Christmas.
I'll fucking smack you, fucking lick you.
It sounded like you were teasing someone. 996.
996.
This is the Christmas I'm used to, where we're all like, we love each other, but we're all yelling and screaming at each other. This is the Christmas I love.
Nobody loves you, Kelly.
So what's your point about 996?
If we all had guns, none of us would be yelling.
There was
Joe is back.
It's been 6 weeks.
This is really a fucking all star. This is the ones I chose to be on the show, the Christmas special.
No Jews allowed.
Except the one who owns the building.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. 1996.
I put a gummy bear in my mouth. Someone went and shot 36 people at Port Arthur, and like the next day, the Prime Minister banned guns, just banned all guns. It was illegal to have them, and it was a buyback scheme where if you had a gun, you handed it into the government paid you for your gun, and since then, it's been, 16 years? There's been zero fucking shootings.
Yeah, but I don't know
zero.
If that...
Zero?
When you, it doesn't work, zero. Guys.
Here's
it
the problem,
work.
Though. Here's the problem.
It's the when first do, wave of the day.
Here's the problem with that fucking thing. Here, you make it illegal, it becomes better for the criminals. Like marijuana. You make marijuana legal, we're not going to have these fucking shootings and cartels and all this shit. You just go and buy it, and it's government will make money. Everybody's happy. Yay. They smoke weed. You start making guns illegal, and
you create more crime.
Yeah,
more
here
death,
I don't think
market.
It would. I don't think it would work as well as it does. Out there, you got fucking what 5 cities, and then it's just dirt. I mean, you know, we have a lot of people in America. I mean,
let's just start with assault weapons.
Yeah, New York.
Like, nobody hunts with a fucking semi-automatic.
I do.
AK-47.
I squirrel hunt with a
7K-47.
7K automatic.
But I've lived with 47.
Say
the
you
word.
Just spray the whole hill and I then do. Just take a nap under a tree.
Here's the thing. This is how what a piece of shit I am. Is I was so sad about what happened. I didn't want to watch the news anymore, so I put on Call of Duty, and I just I went.
That's
I
a fu- bit.
I killed
that's fucking hilarious.
42 people. Oh, thank you. 42
that's
people.
That's how you coped with the real death.
I had a 42-in-1 killing streak.
By the way,
made me, and I won. I actually got a perk, the silent foot perk.
Oh.
So it was good.
That's the I've spent 14 hours on the show. That's the first time I've heard what could be a premise in all of the comics hanging out.
All right,
it's not supposed to be a bit. I'm just saying.
Talking shop.
It's just interesting. Don't you think it's an interesting fucking factoid? Does everything have to get a laugh? That's not a joke. I can't get the bandana for a non-joke.
If we're going to have a gun conversation, can everyone be wearing the Santa hats?
Joe's the first one to get the bandana for talking.
I don't like what you're saying.
Get the bandana for a thought.
Just the room stopped. Everyone's just like, huh?
Let's go to where this stuff, where this all begins, is... What happened with
abortion.
You? No. What happened with you the last night?
Yeah,
which,
Lewis was there. Yeah,
is last week. And I'm just gonna explain it real quick. You're doing a show. Everything's going good. A heckler fucks with you. You fuck with her. She leaves. She comes back. You're gonna tell the story. But you actually hit a person last night. Someone hit you.
A few of them. Yeah.
You hit a few hecklers last night. You got into a fight.
Yeah.
And this is about rage. We actually talked about this last week on the show with Paul Verzi. Rage and anger. And somebody came at you. Drunk, I would imagine.
Yeah,
right?
They have been there since supposedly 5 o'clock.
So. All right. So tell the story.
They were great patrons of that bar.
Yeah. They were spending a lot of money.
Tell the story.
But yeah, you cannot just come up on the comedian stage and not expect to get hit.
I want you to tell it not like Jeffrey Ross with that ghetto fake accent. I'd like you to tell it as young as Papa.
Yo,
man, you can't just come up on somebody.
Don't run up on me.
Yo, man, this ain't a roast.
Yo, think twice, son.
Clapped on.
What happened? You doing?
Show's going great.
It's
my weekly show at Bar 4.
Oh,
Bar
shit, 4. I've never been invited. Go ahead.
You have carte blanche whenever you want. You
Bing,
drop by.
That's all I wanted to hear.
The rest of you guys, not so much.
Do me a favor.
You
can I have a...
You got to get booked. You were good, though.
Thank you, brother.
I would like this.
Bobby,
would,
you can come down whenever
can I have a special t-shirt that says carte blanche?
Yeah, I get you one.
Can I actually just wear...
It's in Park Slope, Bobby. You don't want to go.
So, show's going good. Show's going good. She was talking really loud.
Like, I'm on the stage. I'm going to be you.
Yeah.
You be her.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways.
Scarves. And then the sushi had pickled ginger.
Ma'am, shut the fuck up, okay?
Stop. This is also important to understand about this show.
Don't step on the laughs, Lou.
Oh, sorry.
Listen through your fucking headphones, you dumb Puerto Rican. When we're all laughing, let it go down. Because that's when it cues the people listening to go, ha, that was funny, too. I get it. Go ahead. Die, you fucking baby.
It's not a regular. When you go to most bar shows, like, comedians will, like, take over a fucking night. And it'll be like, the people at the bar are like, oh, really, there's a fucking comedy show going on. And they kind of have to just deal with it. And they talk. And it kind of sucks. Giannis' show is a fucking show. Bar 4 every Sunday, it's 40 fucking people staring at a stage, listening to people tell jokes. That's important to understand about the story, though, because at most bar shows...
Show 4 years. It's, yeah, dude, it's a staple. It's,
people
it's
know, people go there to see comedy. They
they're
don't
not
go
there,
there
to drink a drink and talk.
These were the only two people that had been there for a long time. Everyone else was there to see the show. Mm-hmm. She's talking loud, so I call her out the first time.
She's Irish, too.
What do you say?
She's Irish. I was just like, it's unbelievable. I was like, look at the lack of awareness. I stopped the show. I was crushing, by the way. It was going great. And
let's
she was talking.
Doing all right.
No, let's not get carried away.
I was doing good.
Crushing for Brooklyn. Okay? All right. Once you cross a bridge, you're fucking, all right. Your stock goes down a little bit.
So I was doing okay.
Yeah, if you were at the stand, it'd be good.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
So I was doing okay, right? Everything was going good. She was talking so loud, I stopped the show. And I just was silent to watch how long she would keep talking without her realizing that I'm like stopping the show for her. And it took her like 20 seconds.
No, more than that. Like a minute and a half.
She just kept going like, stop it, pickled sushi. She kept going.
And then, because she didn't understand. And once her words stopped coming out of her mouth, she was like, why is everyone
silent?
Yeah,
why is everyone silent? Because she was actually, you know, I think subconsciously she enjoys being disrupted. I think like women a lot of the times, I hate to say it, but like.
No, please don't.
Okay.
Please fucking say it. Okay. I've said it. It's, it's women.
They don't like that the attention's not on them for 2 hours.
It's drunk women.
Drunk women all the time.
Drunk women.
And also, they know that there's no threat of violence. So they have a fucking carte blanche. They can do whatever they fucking
want. They think there's no threat of violence.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
Oh, shit.
Because 95% of hecklers are always women. Always fucking drunk women.
And drunk women because they can't. That's when their walls come down and all their issues come out.
Right.
All the when you I fucking hate when we're in a restaurant. Me and Don. When you're in a restaurant, you're like, hey, yo, let's get this. There's that voice, and then that fucking cunt comes in, and she's like, last time I was here, it's like I don't want to fucking listen to your conversation, and it's you can't help it. Like you. So I just start talking as loud as her. Yeah. When those bitches come in, they don't have that restaurant voice where it's like, yeah, let's get the ribs and I'll get that and you get an appetizer. Okay, cool. And then, yeah, I'll eat yours and you'll eat. Yeah. And then she comes in. Oh, my God. Last night was so crazy. And I'll just start talking. Well, yeah, I'll have the ribs too. Or I'll start answering her questions. Last night was nuts, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
And
That's the same girls that are in line at like Dwayne Reed and stay on their cell phones and have a loud conversation while they're in line. Just no shame about it. It's
absolutely. That's why anytime I'm crossing the street and there's a fucking dumb broad on her phone talking, I always pretend the car's coming. Like when you're walking by a green light and everybody's walking and I go, and I'll jump and they'll fucking, and they'll scream.
Or how about when we're doing the podcast and Kelly says something?
Oh, and it's like, hey, wait. Okay. Until we look at you.
I can't wait till fucking we come here and there's cops up here and Joe's just fucking, because Kelly took out a fucking AK. She didn't get in Australia.
Aww. I'm going to go all 90-96 on your ass.
90-96.
So that's actually funny, Lewis.
I kind of understand it. Like, imagine as a dude, you had all that power to just walk up to anyone and say whatever you want without any fear.
Yeah, Joe DeRosa.
Oh.
Justin, I feel
that
like
would feel, you'd nothing, feel like a god. You could just walk up to someone.
Justin Bieber.
Wait a minute. Similar feeling. You know
nothing
similar
on
feeling?
The fucking Joe DeRosa one.
Oh, I didn't even.
Oh my god, because you weren't listening.
No, I was listening to him.
Yeah, but I said it when he stopped talking.
I just
use fucking these headphones.
A similar feeling.
Turn the headphones up on everybody.
An elementary school with an assault rifle. That's in a similar. Feeling.
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
What?
Yeah, Joe, you got. I don't know what's going on.
It made sense.
Joe, a week and a half is way too soon. A day is definitely too soon.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, say again what you said about how it feels.
Yeah, you feel like you're like a god, like powerful. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We just figured out mass shootings.
Yeah.
Women hecklers are mass shooters.
There we go. Boom. All right. So, I like that.
Yeah. I don't agree with that, and I have to listen to that later.
I just want to say,
Bob Kelly and Dan Soda,
keep on drinking Guinness.
Keep on drinking.
Happy holidays.
I say don't drink and live a sober life
and
with Jesus or whatever God you choose. It could be a light bulb.
The God of your choice.
So then what happened, Giannis?
What the fuck, Kelly? We're not done.
Wait, hold on. Well, Giannis, when you get to the point, the first physical action.
Wait a
of the
minute.
Story,
wait a minute. We need to just talk about what just happened.
I'm bringing the story back.
This fucking twat just fucking corralled. And it worked. Well, so what happened? Yeah. I saw Joe listen. That never happens. He never listens.
The first four letters of listener list. Yowza! Zazing!
Give me that.
You fucking.
Give me that. That goes. I'm taking that bandana away for that one.
Yeah, I didn't even have a bad joke earlier.
Shazing makes me laugh.
Yowza!
If somebody doesn't make a yowza shazing shirt for Joe List, you fans.
Yowza!
Shazing!
Yowza on the front, shazing
right
on the back.
All right, here we go. Listen.
That's fucking great, dude.
All right, here we go. Listen to me. All right. So now. So this twat's talking, and I've done this before a lot of times. I used to flip out. I have many audio clips of me screaming, and then I started doing that where I just let him, and then I try to be psychological. Do you know what a selfish person you are that you don't care about anybody, and you try to, and they don't get it? Then they become the victim. This is, and I don't know what happened, but I guarantee she became a victim.
You're right on the money.
She did.
She had to become the victim because I'm not heckling. She's not yelling at you. She's not saying bad shit to you. She's not saying you're not funny. She's just talking to her friend.
As loud as she can.
And why are you fucking, why are you doing what you're doing to me?
Right.
She's the fucking victim. So go. Now tell the rest of the story.
So then I moved on, was doing some more stuff. It was going great. Like, you know, I was in a good mood. The crowd was laughing.
Can you say it's going great one more time?
It's going great.
Okay.
And, and then I just hear her again, like as loud as she can. So I stop again and I go, look, I'm going to be nice about this. I was like, look. And then Seton Smith in the back, he's a comic. He made a joke. He was like, please be nice, because I get very mean at that show.
Right.
So
it's amazingly mean.
Yeah, I get really.
It's impressive.
But it's awesome
to
watch.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
So I said, I was like, look, if you want to talk, I was actually nice. I was like, if you want to talk, just please go outside.
Did you say it like
leave
a yenta? Do you want to talk?
If you want to talk, just please go outside, all right? It's not a big deal.
Stop bothering. Stop bothering.
You're causing a commotion, so please.
Where's your brother? Why don't you call your brother Steve anymore?
So I said that, and then I kind of got into some more jokes. Like, I was cutting, but it was fun. It was going well. I was saying stuff that was
You definitely saw a difference between when he first, like, addressed her, though, and the second time he addressed her. Because the second time, it was definitely, like, malicious.
Dilated.
You could tell, like, at this point, he was wishing hateful things on her.
But I didn't get personal. I didn't say anything that horrible.
No, you actually.
I didn't say anything horrible. I really didn't. Nothing.
You know when your mom, like, gets just really angry, but she doesn't say anything horrible, but she has that fucking look on her face? She's, like, gritting her teeth.
No, my mom just says horrible things. Just, why do you look like that? Stop eating so much.
Merry Christmas.
Your father's dead to you.
So, yeah, it was one of those moments.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yeah. So it was,
my father's dead to me? Yeah.
You're dead to your father.
No.
You're dead to your father.
No, my father's dead to me.
She's just reminding you that your father is dead to you?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you fucking, you're writing jokes and critiquing?
Giannis.
There's no way.
Back to Giannis.
Did your mom really say that to you? Why do you look like that?
No, you fucking, now it hurts.
No.
Because you believe it.
No, I'd be like, that's really hurtful.
She said it to
mother
me last
was just
night,
like, why do you look like that? It's like, I don't know, you made me, mom.
My wife has said that. So Lewis was there, by the way. He's not just a fucking Puerto Rican psychic.
At what point did you
yo, man.
I saw the thing happen in a dream. So
what point did you come in? At what point? Because I know you weren't there from the
beginning. No, I was there when you wanted to, when all this started going down.
And also, can I
and
just
I spent
say,
a $25 cab ride.
Can I just say something? Lewis started doing push-ups and stretching because he knew something was going to go down.
Lewis, of course. Of course this happened.
Yes.
The Sunday where Lewis is booked on bar 4. Legitimately, this tells you everything about Lewis. He just comes into a situation and he's like, let the chaos begin. And he walks in and he's
hammer fisting!
Are you ready? What's up? And then just death metal starts playing and people start
punching. Dude, I create violence. I'm like the ooze in Ghostbusters 2.
You're a human pit bull.
I didn't even know he was there. I didn't even know.
That's exactly what I said to you. As soon as I knew Lewis was on, I'm like, this shit's going to go down tonight. I want to go.
First of all, I didn't do anything. I tried to break it up.
He didn't even get a blowing.
Shut up.
I just have a question. Are we closing this episode when Giannis hits the girl?
Joe, you're bringing it to halt.
This story is 49 minutes long. I'm just wondering, like, just get to the part. No, so far, all we have in the story, here's all how, we have is yeah. there was a woman yeah. talking. That's yeah, where we're at
Joe,
in the show.
Joe, this is what happens. This is what happens. We tell a story, and we people think of funny things. They say it.
Yeah.
We go sidetrack. We come back to the story, and we go back and forth. That's what we do.
But
we're not the Joe. We're not the fucking news.
This isn't even. This story hasn't even started. Give me some heat. Give me some business.
Yeah, we're getting to it. So just
either,
you can always walk the fuck out in the hallway and take a break if you need to.
I'm concerned about our listeners.
Coke brain, we're not fucking there yet. Settle down, okay?
Concerned about our listeners.
Don't worry about the listeners. They're fine.
I'm worried. Shazam, yowzas.
Yeah, what the fuck? This guy just get to the end. Get to the end. Yeah, that might be the end of the story. Who knows?
Someone died?
Shut up and listen.
Someone dead? I love you. Someone dead?
Yeah, you got the drips.
He's got a cash register mouth.
See, I think I speak for the audience.
No, you don't. I speak for the audience. You shut your face and fucking say funny shit once in a while. Listen, no.
If we could poll them.
Shut your face.
If we polled the audience right now, they'd be like this. What the fuck was that?
You think I have 900 topics to go through today? I got one story. I'm squeezing this like a lemon.
That's all I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, there you go. I'm good.
This is like the porn. Won't download.
See how we went on the sidetrack? We just went off on your shitty thing?
Yeah.
Now we're going back to the story.
Right.
As soon as you shut your face, we're going back.
All right.
I watched all of it, Giannis. Every fucking second of it. I almost shushed the girl, and I'm so happy I didn't. I swear to God, I almost went. I was like, oh, come on.
I didn't know you were there till like after it happened. I was trying to get back on the stage. I heard, get the fuck out of here, dude. Lewis is here.
No. I said,
what are you, crazy?
I said I will beat you and I won't stop like he did.
Hey, do you guys watch Breaking Bad?
Is that what you said? That's funny. That's
Lewis's mating call.
Yeah, Lewis.
You guys.
Lewis shuts someone up. He leans up. He grabs their shoulder and squeezes it. He squeezes it and stabs him in the other shoulder. Shh.
You want to die?
Do you want to die?
You're about to meet
Private Ryan.
Can you please keep it down?
Say hello to your maker.
These are called brass knuckles.
All right, so she's yelling.
She shows him a picture of her kid. This kid.
Okay.
Is this your son?
Young Jeffrey really probably wants his mommy.
She's screaming.
So then the second time I tell them. So then they get up to start leaving. They're leaving, right?
Who's they, by the way?
It was two of them, right? Was it just
two girls?
It was one chick. She was talking to one tall dude.
Yeah, he was big. That dude was big.
All right, let's not go crazy. He was pretty skinny.
Nobody's big to Lewis. Nobody's big to Lewis. He had skinny jeans.
I'll fight a mountain.
I'll fight anybody.
I'll fight anything.
Anybody under a 34 waist, I'll fight.
And and there was another dude there that was with her. They just kind of stayed out of it. So she was talking to the dude that you fucking.
Right.
All right.
Then they're going. They're getting up to leave, and I'm just continuing to kind of be cutting and do heckler material. I'm cutting them up as they're leaving.
Heckler material.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You know, just he's like
talking
comic.
About
he
them insults.
Bumpus.
Yeah, just fucking with them on the way out.
You're trying to transition from this fucked up moment psychologically back into comedy, so the crowd is comfortable again.
Everyone's laughing.
To go
though.
Into an but everybody's laughing. Okay, great. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So she goes outside. And then she comes back in, walks, and starts walking towards the stage.
Yeah.
And I'm holding the mic, and I'm saying, "Don't do it." As she's walking, I'm like, "Don't do it. I'm
did
not the guy. I'm not
eyes?
The don't." Do. She did have fire in her eyes. I could tell she was.
So she left. Now she's coming back in.
Back in from outside.
Vengeance.
Yeah, from outside.
I've had that happen. I was at fucking Side Splitters and fucking wherever the fuck that is.
What a luxurious
Tennessee.
Club that is.
It really is. It's funny when he has a bookshelf that he from IKEA, but like the shitty one, like the vinyl oak is on it, and he has a photo of himself on the thing. But not that shitty one. The other shitty one in Tennessee.
Oh, sorry.
No, Knoxville. Knoxville Side Splitters. Terrible.
Not
fucking terrible.
Oh, because good the guy. One in Tampa is a dump, dude.
I love the one in Tampa, though. It's a shithole.
It's fun, but
they have a
dump,
couch with a throw blanket and
hottest,
a pillow.
Hottest bartender in comedy.
Where?
Yeah, but she's dating the manager.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude, man. I like
very good club. We love the club, but Knoxville is. I had a hard time there.
Don't
this
go
lady
there.
Fucking screamed. And came back in and went, this is what she said to me. She left, came back, and she goes, "I'm from fucking Hawaii." And I was stumped. I literally
What do you say to that?
I go, "What the fuck does that mean? What do I do?" Like, like, what the fuck is
and
that?
Your father's dead to you.
What? How did she know that?
Why would your father be dead to you?
I used to summer in Montana.
By the way, what? I literally thought when you said don't go there, I didn't realize you meant in reference to Tennessee. I thought you knew the story and you were like, Bobby, don't go there. I was like, Louis, do you talk like that?
Don't go there. Oh, don't get him started on Tennessee.
Okay. So anyways, she's coming back and you're like, fuck.
So she comes back in and it's, she's walking towards the stage and I'm saying, don't. I'm saying, don't do it. I think at one point I said, I will hit you if you come, like, stop.
Wait a minute. Is this where she called you impotent and rude?
The first time, yeah. But I, as she was coming, I was saying
you
something.
Completely glazed over the impotent and rude.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
You notice that it's
she's
packed
still
and
coming.
You're killing, but not that she thinks you're impotent.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I haven't gotten it. I haven't gotten
really,
it.
You really want fans to like you. Yeah. I'm killing. It's packed.
I'm killing. It's packed.
It's my room.
I got a big
it's
dick.
My room.
Couple sick kids I brought presents for.
I am. I need an agent.
Really doing my part.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So she's coming to the stage, and then she comes right in my face, and she goes, you're rude and you're impotent. But she had an Irish accent, so she's like, you're rude and you're impotent.
You're rude and you're impotent.
Yeah, how did you're rude and you're impotent.
How did she find out you're impotent?
Word gets around the internet. You know
what I mean? That's the rumor going around.
Yeah, it's the rumor.
Did you know that you said she came in your face? That was fun. I mean, that was kind of fun, right?
Yeah, that was good.
That was kind of fun.
She squirts all over me.
She squirted all over me.
Hurry up, back to the story. Go, Joe, you okay?
Get him out.
Can I get another beer? Joe?
No, we don't have time. Get to the story. Don't take sips.
The story must continue.
Joe,
all momentum.
We got to get to the end. Quick.
Sips.
Everyone's having a beer.
All right.
Sips
all right,
is a funny word.
So at that point, then she walks back out. And at that point, I thought her accent was British because she was drunk and she was slurring.
Right.
So I said like something like, go back to England where so you know people vomit on your shoes. I said something.
And, some great joke.
It doesn't even.
I threw out something that probably should be a 20-minute bit. But, again, I'm killing.
Again, it was crushing.
I threw out one of my premises that just, you know, that I'm trying to work on now.
Yeah,
but it crushed so hard, I feel like I don't even got to finish the joke. Yeah. It's so good.
She was from Britain. You know Britain. Beatles, Led Zeppelin, they puke on their shoes. You know, all the main.
When you go for a zing, you better go in hard and make fun of things they're known for, like puking on shoes. Yeah. I like that set her off. Puking on shoes?
Yeah, because the funny thing is, that's kind of what set her off.
No, you called her English. That's what set her off.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because I was calling her English,
that's right.
She was Irish, that's kind of what set her off.
Oh,
so
she
goes
do that
back,
shit.
She goes back outside again, right? And she comes back in. And this time, I had a bad feeling.
By the way, what do you think she said to herself outside? Like, do you think she worked herself up? Like, just remember, you're not Irish unless you go back in there and fight him. Fight him with all your might.
I'm going to do this for
my mom. Get your freckly pussy back in there and fight for Ireland.
Everyone back
if there's only
court.
One chance for Ireland, it's to go back in there and punch him with your freckly pussy.
You don't let the Greek man put you down.
I don't like the Jewish Greek guy.
You'll never get your name in the golden pages.
Go on, get it, Molly Malone.
Good day, mate.
Yeah. Joe's still there.
Give him that fucking bandana. Oh.
The purposeful bomb kills.
You can't ever.
Shoulders Joe. Shoulders Joe. Shoulders Joe. Shoulders Joe.
No one knows.
Yowzers.
How is there a group of people?
Shoulders buzzing.
Buzzing.
How am I known as Shoulders when Kelly's here? Get nice shoulders.
I like Joe's got one of those rings on where he's like, yowzers.
Yowzers.
Get to the end.
Frickly pussy.
All right, listen. So here we go. So she comes back in.
So now she's coming.
She's coming back again.
Yeah, and she's walking down the aisle. There's like a pathway. Right. The show. There's like
Lewis right now is doing push-ups.
No. Lewis is doing right now. Lewis is doing the.
Lewis just got Vaseline on his eyes.
He's doing the Axeman.
He's jumping up and down like Tito Ortiz.
In his head, all he hears is
fighting out of the blue corner.
No, he actually.
It's time.
And now.
From the sold-out Mandalay Event Center. In the blue corner.
He's got fucking Eminem playing on his headphones.
Bum, 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 bum. You look back, Lewis is doing the mouth stretch, or he's going, boxers do. He's like, dude, I do that.
She has
like
House of Pain on her
home
headphones.
On the gym all the time.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to repeat it. You're just trapping me to bomb.
I didn't hear it.
The repeat's just not going to work.
He said she has House of Pain on her headphones.
Yeah! That's hilarious! Giannis! That might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
Shoulders Joe.
Oh, man. Giannis, that was a pearl.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, so she's coming back.
House of Pain. So she's coming.
When she starts walking, you know she's going to hit Giannis, by the way. She's walking like...
Nobody comes twice.
She's saying she's...
I come twice. This country chick blew me once. I came twice.
Yowzers! Shazam!
You know who's not?
Bazooka!
Bobby Kelly!
Boy.
All right, here we go. So she's coming.
Okay, we have Michael Winslow in the studio today. He's been quiet up until now.
Merry Christmas.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So So there's an aisle. There's like an actual walkway in between the bar and where everybody else is sitting. And she just comes straight down. I just see her coming. Yeah. And I'm standing again. I'm like, don't. I keep saying, don't do it. Right. And she gets up and she goes, by the way, I'm not British. I'm Irish, and I'm going to show you how Irish I am.
Oh. And she whipped out her small
dick.
That's
exactly what she said to me. She goes, I'm Irish, and I'm going to show you how Irish I am.
She pulled out a pipe bomb and threw it at you.
In the name of love.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Hey, it was Sunday. That's fun.
Hey. Exactly.
All right.
So then she did this, like, dance.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I swear.
Stop.
You ever play Punch Out?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you do an Irish jig?
She did, like, a fake out, like, to get my... It was actually kind of a fucking smart move to throw me off. Like, what is she doing?
Irish and I had a fight, man. Yeah. They put it's you the off with a jig show. Before they punch you.
Yeah. Yeah. She did, like,
She did a Sugar Ray?
She did a Sugar Ray. Yeah. She just shuffled her feet. And then, pow.
Wound up.
Hard as she could.
You know what's out of that? Her fucking father. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Caitlin. Caitlin. Pay attention. Caitlin. Marie Antoinette.
I'm a man in Brooklyn.
McGilligan.
Whoever says you're English.
Yeah. You're going to go there and these people are going to fuck with you. What you want to do is throw them off, Caitlin.
And you say the old O'Brien family crest. Yeah. I'm Irish and I'm about to show you how Irish
and
I
then
really
you do.
Am.
Remember your grandfather had that jig when he got really drunk. Yeah. You do that jig. You move your feet. It throws your eye sockets down to the
you
floor.
You make your freckles blurry.
And then you show them your bush one time.
I was saying, like, what she did last night when she hit me, obviously she learned that from somebody who had been hitting her.
Yeah, she's fucking Irish.
Yeah, nobody
I think you have to fight.
Unless their dad has done that to them.
So she slipped
times.
A shoulder and then tried to come up?
She did, like, this little thing, and it did throw me off.
Yeah. Right?
Because I probably would have blocked it or moved.
Right.
But I was like, what's she doing?
Shut
she started
up,
dancing.
She punched you right in your fucking mouth.
Whoa.
Stop acting like it was some other fucking magical mystery.
Dude, you don't expect it.
Of
Lewis.
Course. I'm just saying.
Lewis.
Punch you in your mouth.
Irish
you
don't people are magical.
Can I stop for a second? Yeah. Lewis does expect to get punched by everybody.
That's every person that walks by Lewis on the street, he's like, he's probably going to throw a left.
Yeah.
He could probably get at me with his left.
This guy's a ground and pounder.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take away his legs.
Yeah. That lady at the store, she was going to hit me with the milk, but I was going to fucking smack her with my yoo-hoos.
Right, so
she does it, and she
hits you
hooks,
in the jaw.
Yeah, and as soon as she hit, I just reacted. I had the mic in my hand, and I just hit her with the mic.
You hit her with the mic?
Yeah, across her head?
Mic. Across
wait
the
a minute.
Face.
You hit her across
the... Lewis is saying that might
all right,
not
wait
be
a
case.
Second. All right, Lewis, stop for one second. Yeah. Lewis, what was your version?
Everything up until her punching him was fucking dead on.
Okay, then what
am I lying about?
You're not lying, okay? I think in retrospect, as you start to fucking replay things in your head, it's easy to just go, if I can give her a little tap at the mic, dude.
Come on, Lewis. If I had hit her hard, she would have fucking been hurt.
First of all,
Giannis, you're known for being funny, not for physically...
No, it's a mic. I could have hurt.
Let me fucking tell you
something. But it's a mic. It could have hurt her.
It was...
I've hurt people with mics.
It could have hurt. It could have been bad.
It was a jab. It was a fucking. It was a reactionary.
And
fucking,
stop one second. We have an
MMA analyst.
An analyst.
Yeah,
from
I mean, what
MMA.
The fuck?
We had a caller.
What was just excited. That? What's the difference between a jab and me saying I hit her like that? You just wanted to talk official MMA fucking
that's not
jargon.
True. That's
like
not
I hit
true.
Her with a 4-degree jab.
She fucking
time
hit
out,
you.
A jab, is not MMA jargon. I think that was allowed around.
It's not,
all right,
it's not jargon either.
Yeah.
It's jargon.
Lewis, can I ask you, how hard did his head go back? Was it a hard
hit
punch
you
gave him?
No, hit my hand.
Well, all right.
She hit me as hard as she could.
No, it was like this. The
do
mic's
I have
in his
to
hand.
Pretend to hit you?
No, all right. The mic's in his
do you
hand.
You have to have the full
She
fight?
Hit him, and his instant reaction was, bop.
Wait,
like
one second. Wait a second. Let me put my hand
I thought he was saying I hit
him. You ever seen Never Back Down 2 where he's trying to break the piece of paper?
Yeah. No,
it was
but
like the first half of the movie where he couldn't do it. It was like that wasn't too hard.
Okay, well, I thought you were saying the opposite. That's good. I didn't hit her hard.
It wasn't hard.
It was not hard.
Listen, stop talking over each other. You gotta listen to each other here. Listen, so you...
Never Back Down 2 reference.
Hilarious.
By the way, I only watched Never Back Down 1 on a dare.
But it's not 1. That's just Never Back
Down.
2?
I didn't even know they made it.
They don't make... Yeah.
Michael Jaleel White, correct?
Michael Jaleel White and Todd Duffy, who we had on the show last night.
Okay, listen to
HammerFisting.com.
I was actually behind Todd Duffy at DIA Airport.
Well, look at that. He did not
hey,
tell me that.
Todd Duffy's in the other room waiting to come in. Fuck up about Todd Duffy. Listen, so he just tapped her in the face.
It was a little fucking jab. Now, it was like, you know how they say a jab can be offensive or defensive?
Right.
It was a defensive jab. I'll give you that.
It was like, okay? Get me away. Get away from me.
But the whole crowd, it was a mixture of like, oh, we love Giannis. But we don't like watching dudes beat up chicks. But here's the thing.
Everyone was on my
everyone
side.
Everyone paused for about 2 full seconds, and then everyone broke out into applause.
Everybody had to make a choice in their brains. Like, yeah.
She went flying to the right.
Oh, yeah, he didn't hit her too hard, but she dropped her like flying. A fucking...
She was hammered?
No, she was drunk, too. She had no balance.
So well,
but it wasn't a hard hit.
Did
it
a pot of gold
hard.
Fall out of her pussy?
No.
Just stand over her like Ali?
If you hit the shillelagh out of my hand, you'll get the gold from my pussy?
Let me ask you this.
My name's Caitlin McGallaghan.
Is there a mark on her face today?
I don't...
Probably. She's Irish.
Supposedly she was okay.
Pock marks.
Yeah. We have bad skin.
From what I understand, she was fine.
Okay, yeah.
And it wasn't a hard hit.
She
go, right.
So she goes down. She's in a coma. Yeah. They haven't...
You know what it is? It's like with dead. The mic, it sounds worse because right. It reverberates a little bit.
She has Shure 58 ingrained in her cheek.
And it was for all just of you don't know, Shure 58 is the mic used by... A standard mic used by the industry.
Yeah.
So you hit her in the head with the microphone. She's in a coma. We don't know if she's going to be all right.
Just
in
like
the
that.
Face. Yeah. You knocked out 5
Down
teeth.
Goes Irish woman. Down goes Irish woman.
Right. So she's she falls down.
I don't know where she went. She disappeared.
Really?
Yeah, she went.
She's a leprechaun.
Yeah, she just out of the... She just went to the right.
I date raped her in the basement. God damn it.
So now what happens?
So she's out of the picture. Then the tall guy she was with goes, "That's not right. You can't hit a girl," and then he starts coming.
Okay, oh, yeah. Okay. So here we go.
This work is awesome.
Yeah. Here's what you should say. This is. I didn't hit her. The microphone hit her.
Right.
We're back to the gun argument again.
Yeah. Kapow! Zazing! Baza boom!
Comics don't hit people. Microphones hit people.
And I'll be honest. When I hit her, it wasn't even a conscious decision. It was just like an instinct reaction. You know, it was like a reaction. I got hit, and you just like react.
Yeah.
And I just reacted. So it wasn't even hard. And I knew she was a girl, so I wasn't. I mean, if it was a dude,
it wasn't.
I could have. You could damage somebody with a microphone.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You like really. I mean, that shit is heavy. So yeah. She got a light tap.
I love your argument in court is going to be that you didn't hit her that hard.
You're agreeing that
first
I didn't
of all, there's
hit her
no.
Hard.
First of all, there's no
right?
Court. Second of all, she attacked you.
Well, that's
yes!
Our next guest.
Let me just say something.
NYPD.
Come on in, Caitlin.
I called him in.
This on, motherfucker did not.
This motherfucker right
she's
here.
Got an ice bag.
Yeah. Come on.
You don't know who you fucked with.
I'm back for round two.
Her and Duffy are back there fucking right now.
Hey. Listen, call me British again.
You should have punched her, though, because she punched you.
Thank you.
And you needed to defend yourself because you don't know if she was going to go for 2, 3, or 4. Were you going to just stand
and
there and
hey,
fucking
look,
take it?
If you hit somebody, you should be.
Did she punch you like? Did yeah. She? Did she line up like this? I'll
like
show you how.
Yeah,
no, wait a minute. She not like Steve Burns' logo.
Yeah. I'm going to show you how Irish I am. I put him up. Have you ever seen Far and Away?
I stake my claim.
I stake my claim.
So. You hit a. You didn't look it, man. You didn't hit a girl. You reacted to somebody attacking.
Yeah.
You reacted to somebody attacking you. When you attack somebody, you're done. You're not a. You're a human being now. You're an animal. You're not a girl or a male. You're a fucking animal, and you're attacking somebody. And you just defended yourself.
You
you're instinctually. tried to Jesus, that's what you did. I'm serious. I don't want this to be out there that we're joking with you. But if someone does hear this, that you reacted, you didn't go out to hit
was,
women.
Yeah, it was a fucking
like Lewis.
That's the most important thing to know, that it was a true like a dude. It was a fucking. It was a like you almost like flinched.
Yeah.
Flinched.
It was a reaction. Yeah.
The guy was not a reaction.
No, the guy.
Okay, now let's get into this.
The guy I liked. I enjoyed that.
Here we go.
I was
guy.
Like, this is gonna be
so
fun.
Now the
he was. I don't know if he was
6 foot six. 306 from parts unknown.
He was like 6'3". He was
Lewis,
he was
to you, we get it. You're a fucking imaginary guy that you beat up and then fuck is bigger than the guy that he would.
Not cool,
what?
Bro.
What is that, your new thing where you push the mic away?
That is his new thing.
You make me sick. You really do. You're just a
not cool, bro.
You really are a gay fucking Puerto Rican. Giannis says he's a tall guy. Is he a hipster,
he
dude?
I don't.
He's like 6'3".
He was like 6'3".
Is he a hipster?
He was a white guy. I don't know what his deal
was. Was he Gary Gulman? Gary Gulman's a big guy.
No, I don't think he was
that big. It's hard to tell. He was wearing winter clothes.
I know
so
he was not that big. Yeah. Not anywhere near that
big. Is this show outside? Is that how alternative it is?
No.
You do it outside by candlelight and fire? Why is he wearing winter clothes?
Projection your voice.
Guys, listen to me. We're going to burn Christmas trees just to, you know, this is a holiday. It's not about Jesus or a fucking Moses.
Guys, nobody tell jokes. Not one joke, okay?
Guys, if you have any polish...
Don't joke.
I don't like it.
No jokes.
He wasn't tiny, but he wasn't a fucking huge. He was,
we get it.
He was a big enough dude where if he's going to swing at you, you're going to knock his fucking head off.
And is this still during the show?
Yeah, he was a 6'3 guy.
This
tall.
Is during
That's
the hosting
okay,
opening
here we go.
Set.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
He was
here
not a
go.
Small dude.
Here we
so
go.
I'm like, I'm getting... if he was a small dude, I maybe not would not have hit him first.
That's not true.
Dude.
You already hit a woman, so we know you'd hit him. So listen to me.
We know how you roll.
You beat midgets.
Brooklyn came back to Giannis that night. He's like, what, son?
Anything with a dick or a vagina, you're smacking around. When you have a kid, we know what's going to happen then. I said, get home! 10 o'clock! We're back! I'm
you're supposed to smile!
You remind
you're
me
my
of that,
son!
You remind me of that Irish bitch! All right, so this guy's coming at you. That's not right.
Protect
you don't
my
hit a,
honor.
You don't hit...
Fight for me.
Please don't forget me. He struck me with a microphone.
Fight for Ireland.
Oh my God, I just choked on a fucking joke.
Fight for me, honor.
He just said, protect my honor. That fucking made me choke on my own tongue. Protect my honor. I don't know how the honor... You have to roll your tongue in the back of your mouth.
Honor.
All right, so listen. This fucking guy's coming at you.
Yeah, he starts coming, walking towards me. So
you heard what he said. He goes, that's not right.
Can't do that. You just hit a girl. And the crowd was going, oh, she hit him. For everyone was against him.
Right.
But he's coming.
Right.
So I took my glasses off.
Oh.
Can I stop you once? Yeah. This is why I love O&A fans. You know, I've been in this situation before and where guys are going to, you know, the girls, guys, and I look around and I can see the O&A fans and they're like, you can see them just, it's like a bunch of Lewis's waiting and they're like, we got it, Bob. And they're literally holding their chairs like, go ahead, make a move, cocksucker, because we're going to beat the fuck out of you. I've had that happen like maybe twice where guys were yelling like, fuck y'all, fucking, and these guys are just looking at me, Bob, we got you.
Yeah.
Just these bald guys with goatees and these, you know, with fucking, you know, fireman tattoos and shit, waiting to beat the shit out of
Where are these
people.
Guys? I want to go join a fight club with them.
All O&A fans are Bobby Kelly from 1998.
Well, actually, and me now.
You don't have a goatee. Right?
Mojo.
Now, Giannis, when you took your glasses off, did you put your contacts in? Or was it, was it too quick?
This cocksucker is fast.
Yowzers.
So he's running.
Joe knows how to...
Yowzers.
This guy's running. You got the glasses off.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
He's coming. So I fling the glasses off.
Faster!
And just I get ready for him because
where do you put your glasses? You just throw
them
off like Superman
behind me to the floor.
You
it
threw
was
them.
One yeah. moment.
So these
one,
aren't expensive yeah, glasses. These
so
aren't,
really, you did the
these
thing.
Aren't expensive glasses.
Not that expensive.
So that you threw them.
Yeah,
right.
But you're
if
also
those
not,
were,
you're
if
not
those
thinking
were,
about it.
If those were Armani, you'd maybe place those.
I
down.
I might have placed them on the piano.
Right. Okay.
Right? But I also didn't have that time. He was coming pretty quick.
Right.
Yeah.
They hit the drum set.
Well, you know why? He's 6'6". He's got a long gait.
Yeah.
he'd get there quicker than a Lewis or me or a Joe List.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
Yeah. So he's coming. I take.
Hey, Joe,
off.
You are tall.
You're like 6'3".
Can I just say something? You're weirdly tall. I keep forgetting you're tall until I go to hug you, and then I have to stand on my tippy toes like I'm kissing Fonzie.
What does that mean?
Watch Happy Days. You'll figure it out. All the chicks, the leg goes up. They're on their tippy toes.
I've been meaning to catch up on my Happy Days episodes. It's right on my list. I got Breaking Bad, then Happy Days. So.
You should. Happy Days is a great show. Good for the kids. Good for your soul. Go ahead. Like chicken soup.
I'm a Mork and Mindy man. Anyways.
Glasses.
Yeah, so then so he comes up and he walked right into it.
Walked right into what?
A
Superman punch?
Yeah,
I swear
straight
to God.
Straight right. Right to the chin.
Now, let's have...
Lewis, tell the story!
Our Joe Rogan, tell the story.
So you want to be a comedy fan at Bar 4?
Dude. It's the old gold. This guy goes, you can't fucking hit a chick. All right. And he starts to fucking beeline
again,
towards Jonas.
We need you in the microphone. We need you in the microphone, and we need you to fucking regulate your voice.
We need
yeah, but then
you
you're a
to
good
shut
singer.
The fuck up.
Oh, sorry. We can't hear you. You're back here like this. So yeah, look at this is Lewis. This is good Lewis. Yeah, and this is bad Lewis. No, good Lewis.
My headphones are really low, by the way.
Good Lewis, bad
turn
Lewis.
Them, turn
good
them
Lewis,
up.
Bad
thanks,
Kelly.
Turn Lewis is fucking. Turn
Dude,
everybody's
goes,
headphones.
He
up.
Goes, you can't fucking hit a woman. He starts charging toward the stage. Right. His hands at his side, with his fucking chin up in the air, like he was trying to fucking.
Dude, the guy makes soap for a living in Brooklyn. What he doesn't know how to fucking do MMA.
Hey, bro. I don't know how you do things here, but at my co-op, we don't hit women.
Yeah. And we don't fight with our hands up.
Okay.
We run.
We fight with our words.
We run. We fight with.
Just runs through his face.
I'm gonna hit you with my face.
He was like, he was trying to do like a like headbutt chicken. Like, he, like that was like an idea for him. Well, that's how you fight. Dude, Giannis, literally, he's on stage. Like, it's only a foot high.
Yeah, we know.
He jumps off the stage, literally jumps into the air off the
stage. We know
it's
a small stage. Giannis had to build it.
Dude, he fucking landed a Superman punch on
really?
This dude. Straight up, in the air, Superman punch, straight right, drops him. And then I thought Giannis started grounding and pounding him, but as it turns out, it was just a melee.
Yeah,
it was
a melee.
And then at that point, the guy's like, he gets up. He's like, what the fuck, bro? You hit me. And then I had to get in. I had to grab him by the arm. I was like, motherfucker, you need to leave right now. He's like, fuck you, buddy. And that's when I was like, yeah, dude, say something. I dare you. I started losing.
Lewis's dick got hard and came instantaneously.
But Lewis didn't get any blows. You didn't get any blows.
No, there. Dude, because I go to prison when I hit people.
Yeah,
but my boy,
don't.
There was a cat in the audience, this cat I know from growing up in the neighborhood.
You mean cat? You mean.
Puerto Rican cat Damien. It's cat Damien. He,
hey man,
he hit him a few times.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
he hit him
whoa,
a few
whoa,
times.
Whoa, Giannis, shut the fuck up. I give it his name. Snitches
oh,
to
right.
stitches.
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, man. Hey, right, hey, right. Giannis, come on. What cat are you talking about?
There's a cat in the back, and he's like, hey, Jack, that ain't cool.
Yo, man. Why don't you have a cigarette and chill out?
So I said, hey, man. Hey, what is trying to vibe?
Hey, man.
Your girl's taking it wrong. She's like,
did he go down for real? He fell?
He didn't. It's not that he felt like it was like almost like you guys collided, and then yeah. he. I think he took like a knee.
Yeah,
it was fucking. I thought
I hit him straight
though.
On.
Yeah, you.
I mean,
him.
I felt it in my hand. Yeah.
Did you give him a good one?
It was a good one, dude.
And what?
Right
what,
on the chin, straight
really?
Right, straight right.
Really,
yeah.
The button.
Yeah, I was surprised that he was coming at me.
Actually, the chin is not the button. Like
the
side
chin is the button.
No, the side right over here is the button.
No, the chin is the button because it fucking knocks you. If you get hit straight on in the, if you get hit straight on the chin, go down.
First of all,
Lewis, what's
the
button?
Chin is the button.
First of all, nobody's gonna. Be able to hit you straight on in the chin.
Lewis, Lewis, what is the button?
Oh, they're going to miss your chin and hit you in the throat.
Yeah. It always slides down and hits your Adam's apple.
We called the chin the button.
There was an illegal blow. I'm trying to find his chin.
Joe List doesn't have a button.
If you, I don't have a button.
Joe buttonless
it goes straight to Adam's apple. We
Joe List can't be choked out.
Yeah.
It's like trying to put a fucking rear naked choke on a thumb.
Sleep. I just keep slipping.
But I have a neck. I don't have a jaw.
No chin.
Tell him that the button is the fucking front of the chin.
You can't get hit straight in the chin.
You can, but most of the time
is it, there's a nerve.
There's a nerve right here.
There's a nerve
here.
Right behind your jaw.
Right here.
And if basically your jaw gets pushed into that fucking.
That's
nerve,
why they wear mouthpieces and they do neck exercises. So
yeah, yeah. But you can't teach chin, bro.
But
yeah.
You know who didn't do neck exercises? Fucking Gangly Magoo. Giannis
also,
popped right.
Giannis,
in the face.
You referred to this guy as a cat so many times. He might actually be a cat.
Meow.
It wasn't like you were like this cat Leo. He's
Don't
a fucking
you?
Big dude. He yeah. came over and this guy's crazy. You were like. This cat.
Stop beating up my cat.
Exclusively a cat.
I love
because,
the fact
listen,
that
Giannis has new t-shirts called The Cat.
I love the thought of Giannis is throwing a feral cat at him. He's like, so I hit the guy, and all of a sudden, you know, a cat jumps in.
So this guy.
Let me get that
now, and listen, everybody know listening that when Giannis says cat, that he means guy, okay?
Yeah, this guy who I knew was at the show hit him a few times. I saw that afterwards.
You saw another guy, your friend,
yeah, hit him, yeah.
Hit the guy too. So yeah, someone backed you up.
Yeah. Everybody was backing me up, dude. Right.
But no, I mean physically.
Physically, yeah. He got a couple.
Yeah, no, that dude was going to get fucking stomped.
Yeah, he was
going to
get stomped
on.
If he kept going.
So how did he wind up realizing? That's my favorite moment in life, when people actually wake up from their drunk, their stupid fucking alcoholic poisoning they've been putting themselves into for the last couple hours, and they sober up and they realize I could die because I'm an idiot.
He might
have. You're gonna die.
He just like I think he was like, yeah, he's like, he didn't like by the way he came up to me, I knew that he was a guy who hadn't been in too many fights, because you don't just walk up to a guy with your hands down.
Oh, yeah.
You don't charge up. I was making jokes about it afterwards. Like,
I like Lewis's disgusted face. Yeah. Where he's like, first off, whenever you walk up to any human,
he's like, come
always be in a striking.
What was I supposed to do? Just like stand there and wait to find out what he wanted?
Turn your body to the side to give them less of a
That's how he does.
Less of a target.
He always walks up sideways to people. Hey, can I get a pack of those cigarettes?
Feet shoulder width apart.
Make sure. Can I get a number four?
So then you go. So they take him out. Who takes him out? Is there bouncers?
All I know is I hit him, and then like as he was falling or whatever, I like kicked. He was like going down, and I was going with him, and he had my sweatshirt.
Oh, this
one
you're
wearing
now?
Never get into a fight with a sweatshirt. Yeah, same sweatshirt I'm wearing it. Because then he was holding it like that.
Hockey move.
Yeah, he's
Giannis
pulling
the is the bouncer there. That's why he had to punch him.
Yeah. And then he also tends funny. Bar. We got separated.
And he makes the stage.
40 minutes in between comics.
Does he? Wait a minute, stop right now. Do you do
Yes.
I do a lot of time.
Yes.
You do my show.
This is
Hang on one
true.
Second.
My show.
It is true, but this is how you know if Giannis says you're next, this is how you know you're going to have to wait a while before you go on stage. He puts the beer right
there. You go.
And he goes, women.
Giannis.
That's happened to me.
Giannis is the Tom Arnold of fucking the East Coast.
It does like the fucking Neil Hamburger.
That's right. I do that. Yeah.
You know, Tom Arnold did that to me. He has a show. He had, I don't know if he still has it, at the Laugh Factory. And they put me on it. He had the Neil, who's the fucking guy that was on SNL? Neil
Diamond.
Kevin Neal.
Young.
Kevin Diamond.
They both
Young.
Have been on
he
SNL.
Said Diamond Young.
Neil Diamond to us.
Kevin Nealon had a show which was fucking awesome. You do your set, you do new stuff, and then he sits down and talks to you about the jokes, why you wrote, and it's just funny shit. It was really fun. So I do the Tom Arnold the next night, and it was the shittiest show I've ever done in my life. He did so much time, and then he brings you up, and he's going, Robert, what's wrong?
Is that what he does? That's what he does when he hosts a show. I've seen him host a show at Caroline's where he licks his lips 40 times.
I don't know if he's on drugs or what the fuck his problem is. He just rambles and rambles about shit and just goes on and on about these stories. There's probably 15 people in the crowd. And then he goes to bring you up, and I'm sitting there like, fuck, finally, 30 fucking minutes after I was supposed to go on, finally. Then he goes, yeah, this guy, he was on tour. And I'm like, fuck you, first of all. You're friends with Dane. You know what the fuck. Don't do that shit to me where you don't know what the fuck you're reading or what. Fuck you and the credit fake. I'm so fucking famous.
I don't know. This guy wanted me to say this.
Yeah, whatever. then the fucking guy, and then he goes on another bit, 30 minutes. I waited 50 minutes. I went to the Green Blast next door, ordered a sandwich. 38 minutes later, they come in. He's bringing you up. And I walk back in, and he apparently tried to bring me up. And I wasn't there, and he was mad. He was mad. It was over an hour after I was supposed to.
I never get that bad. It's No.
Well, like, not you do, because that's what we wanted to talk to you about.
No, not an hour.
Listen,
no
we're
way.
Here for an intervention.
I've seen you
15-20.
I've seen Giannis legitimately 35.
Okay, 35.
There was one point, maybe a couple years ago, I was at Bar 4, and you went into a rant. I went outside, got high, and smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, 35.
And went back to the bar and ordered a beer.
But is he funny? Here's the thing. Is he funny?
He's good. He rips it.
So for that 35 minutes, she's fun.
Joe doesn't think so. Joe will never be doing Bar 4 again.
There you go, Joe. Why don't you contact Frankie if you'd like to get a spot?
Here's the deal.
Just trying to be funny.
As long as you're being funny, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
I don't care if it's funny.
He does
but
well.
But this fucking Tom Arnold, I don't give a shit. Not funny.
Not funny.
It was mind-boggling not funny. Like, what the...
Was it so unfunny it kind of was, like, funny?
No, it wasn't even... It was that... You know, you go there, like, oh, my God, this is kind of funny. It was beyond that.
Andy
it Clinton was like...
How do you know he
even.
Wasn't being hilarious when you were having a sandwich?
Oh, Joe's bringing
what if
up
he
logic.
Did, that's what if he did the A stuff while you were eating?
Well, murdering.
Bob, what if he's really funny and you're not funny? You just don't know what funny is.
Oh, subjective.
I never
like
thought
fucking,
of it like that.
It's like Bruce Willis.
I know one thing that's not funny. Mm.
Hitting women.
That's what we want to talk about.
Can you pass me a gummy bear? My fucking blood sugar's going down. Okay, so this guy gets kicked out, and now what happens? Let me ask you a question.
Funny thing, I can tell you what happened.
Okay, please.
We got separated.
Hurry up, though. Joe's getting fucking sidetracked.
Yeah, no, what's going to happen?
What? Fucking, are we going to fucking go to the story? Is the fucking story going to happen?
Podcast over now?
Is the world going to end?
I like the blinks, too.
I think the world's going to end. There's a lot of things to talk about. Let's just get about the fucking... Can we please... I mean, I love you all, but can we do the story?
Got to do the blinks, too.
We're putting in the I love you.
And the blinks. I love you a lot. And the eye blinks.
I don't know. Fucking... This guy's... It's fucking bananas.
I'm 5 years in now. I can do this all night.
Yeah!
Oh, no. Yowza. Look what you did. Look what you did.
Jesus Christ.
Are you going to die? All I want to know is this. If you told the story,
are you
Giannis...
choking?
Are you real?
Right? Jesus.
That would have been awesome if Bobby died in the podcast.
Would we have kept it going? Would we have kept it going?
Yes.
That answers
yes,
you. That's how much we love you in this
you
podcast.
You never shut this show off. Even if I died from eating a gummy bear, you keep this shit rolling. In honor of me.
It would have just been one more digression. We would have been
Bobby
fine.
Is dead. Bobby is dead. Bobby is dead.
That was pretty close. Right
there is fucking energy in here.
I'm not that
gonna,
got close.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie.
I almost hit him with the microphone.
I got a look into Bobby's eyes while that was happening, and I locked up.
Dude, I thought you were gonna, I thought you were serious.
I was.
He was serious.
It was Bobby. Chubby. Went in there stuck.
Dude, did you see the hunk of gummy bear come out of my throat?
Bobby, when your life flashed before your eyes, what did the podcast mean to you in the general scheme?
This is what a fat fuck I am. I almost died off these things. I keep stuffing them in my mouth.
That thing's been really funny, but we couldn't do the normal Heimlich mover. We have to do the fat guy while you're on the ground Heimlich mover.
I have to take this.
Kelly, jump on him.
All
Kelly,
right.
Get up on the table. Clear the board. Clear the board. Cannonball.
Gotta tuck my legs up into my chest like cannonball. Boom.
Holy shit, man.
That was serious. Wow.
I almost popped my fucking eye out.
Dude, I swear to God, you really did. You looked at me right
Charlie
as they got
M.
launched.
Charlie M!
You know how traumatizing that would have been for your life, dude?
If he died eye contact.
You got like the things you've doubled in your life, lost your sister, lost your dad, and right, Bobby Jesus, Kelly yeah. died looking at you.
Staring
you in the eyes. Going, Dan, save me.
Dan's family's dead. Dan's family's dead.
Basically, Giannis just went like this. Bobby almost died, but didn't. But don't forget, your family's dead. Right around Christmas time.
You know what the holidays are good for? Remembering the dead ones you once loved.
No, imagine that. Imagine he died, like, staring at him, and then Dan couldn't look at anyone in the eyes after that. Don't look me in the eyes! I lost a good friend when he was looking at me.
Punching kids that have gummy bears.
And to all a good night.
It's probably your fault, Dan.
Is Dan choking?
Spit it out.
I just love that idea of a girl that looks at me. Don't look at me! Don't look at me in the
You don't know what happened. Don't look at me.
How fitting would
Bobby,
that be?
We gotta, fucking looked at me. We gotta, at his funeral.
How fitting would it be?
I couldn't do anything.
I was across the whole table.
And I couldn't do anything.
You know what we gotta do? We gotta get rid of the right to gummy bear arms.
Yowzers!
Joe's on fire! Joe's on fire!
Shazam! Yowzers!
Yowzing!
Gummy bear arms, everybody. Gummy bear arms.
All right, here we go.
That's at Joe List Comedy on Twitter.
Fuck, dude.
Like okay, here we go.
If Bobby died, Dan would speak at his funeral and do dumb accents the whole time.
I remember once when he said to me, you know what, kid fucking, dude, kid middle, fucking, huh?
In the middle of the funeral. You think this is a bad funeral?
Hey, that was good. That was the best one.
Yowzers, Shazam!
Joe's gotten so funny, it's not funny anymore. No, it's Tom Arnold funny.
He's like Tom Arnold funny. Yeah.
All right, bring out Duffy. Get Duffy out here.
Tom Duffy!
He's shirtless.
This blows me away. We should be getting paid $5,000 each to do this.
Yeah.
This show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, since it's Christmas, that's what I'm offering you guys.
Whoa!
I got a deal.
I'm in!
$5,000 each.
A week.
A week. Oh. Kelly, $30 for you, but you're still in.
Okay.
Listen.
We got to keep you off the grid because you're not exactly legal.
$30 is more than spot pay. Somebody explain Kelly what spot pay is.
Oh!
give him the handkerchief.
Where's the handkerchief?
See you later, Joe. He's leaving. Joe just left the room.
Left the building.
Joe, can you floss your nose and throat with that? Is that possible?
Someone tell Kelly what pot.
Joe should have to eat some of that bandana. Joe, you should take a bite out of that bandana. So listen to me. Listen, here we go.
I'm so glad that bomb.
So Giannis, air conditioner?
Here we go. Giannis. So the end of the story, what happens at the end of all this
What's
whole
moral?
Shit?
We get separated. Funny thing, this black kid that was in the front with his girl, he's pulling me one way. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I get my sweatshirt like back off so I can see again, he's standing right there. He goes, "Nah, yo, man, you were just doing your job. By the way, you are hilarious, man." Right? Like, he didn't wait for anything to die down.
That's funny.
And like, I got such low self-esteem. I like forgot it. I was like, "Thanks, man. I really appreciate that." I got a Twitter you can follow me at. Yeah. And have you ever seen some of the characters that I do?
You see how Giannis got that in there?
He is. He's fucking the J.D. Davis of the East Coast.
Dude, I got a Twitter, man. You can follow me here. I got a show every week at Bar 4.
It just
felt
really good.
Yo, man, not for nothing. Yo, man, you mad funny. Plus, I love when you hit bitches.
Yeah.
You do where'd that
you
every
get,
week.
Yo, man, where'd you get that hoodie?
By the way, I love Giannis' version of the story. He was killing. He was fucking murdering. Was packed.
Getting compliments.
He fucking barely touched
time.
This chick, but laid this dude out. Right. And then in the middle of all of it, people kept on coming up to him like, "Hey, dude, you're really great." Well, that's Giannis' story.
That's how it happened.
Look, man. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Who's gonna tell me different? Who's gonna believe a Puerto Rican? Nobody's gonna believe your story.
It's fucking.
So excuse me, officer. I'll tell you what happened, or he can tell you what happened.
He's like, "Here's the deal. I didn't get the licks in that I wanted to, because some cat got in there,
meowing in the back.
Because some cat just walked in.
Cats always steal my thunder.
I really wanted to punch him.
No, yeah. What happened was at that point that happened to me, and then. I heard Lewis. That's the point I knew Lewis was there because I heard him like, "Dude, are you fucking crazy?" I heard that, and then the guy was shuffled out. Yeah.
What were you saying to the guy?
Because I was trying to get the I had the guy by his arm. I was just trying to take him outside.
Goon handing him?
Yeah, give him a nice goon hand. Yeah. And I was like, "All right, buddy, you just got to fucking go." And he said, "Fuck you" to me.
Right.
And I was like, "Really?
You don't say that to you."
And that's what he got. You don't say, you don't fucking look at me in the eye.
Not fucking almost
after I watch Giannis Papas knock you out.
Jesus, just talk over everybody. You scream.
Plus, I think we already told this part of the story.
Push the mic away. I got a nice hot one. Fucking vein neck asshole. First of all, I don't like your mustache. That could have been.
What is 14-year-old right. Mexican boy mustache? Yeah,
I don't like it.
Bobby's right. Your asshole does have vein necks. He said vein neck asshole. Soda got in the way a little bit on that one. It was pass interference. It's a spot foul in this league.
Just put that bandana over your
Jesus
head.
Jesus Christ.
Dude.
Yeah, you should wear that. Like,
wear it.
When I said like bring out Duffy, you guys should have shit in your pants and made up a secret handshake for how funny that was.
That was funny. And then you ruined it with da-da. Spot
that
day.
Spot pay thing was going to be
spot day.
Yeah, well, someone please explain to Kelly what bata pata pata.
Someone please explain to Kelly what dot day to do do do.
To fucking leave the story real quick, but can anyone explain to Kelly what dot dot had? What?
Joe's a robot that got wet. He's like.
Oh, this is the best episode of the year.
Wish yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Maybe we should blame Soder for handing me 97 beers.
You keep tapping me. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
You don't fuck with me. My name's Caitlin MacLeod from the Clan MacLeod.
Just call me English. I'm about to show you how Irish I can get.
Wobbly, 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 wobbly.
Then Giannis fucking pow,
pow. Yeah, son.
She's like, "Me and my cats did what we had to do.
Watch out for me and my cats."
She's like,
"Yo, she goes, cat comes up.
I'll show you how Irish I am." And then she didn't buy a birthday card for her kids. Hello.
That's Boston Irish,
that's
not real
good.
Irish.
That's pretty good. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, we're talking real Irish, not Boston Irish. Quit localizing it.
I liked it. I liked it. I'm with
you,
Joe.
There, you know,
I like it.
It's a shared common.
Is this make you feel comfortable, Joe? Like Christmas at your house? Does your mom just pass you beer after beer like Soda's doing?
Let me just tell you
that's
about
the way
this.
I envisioned
Soda
it.
Was at my house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
holy shit!
You're like, "Ma, hit me." She
I spent Thanksgiving with List. the most fun I've ever had on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We went to a Boston high school football game to start with.
Well, there was more than two of us, so that helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got a family. Are we not? That's what he's
yeah.
thinking.
Oh, yeah, my family's dead?
Yeah. That's
what are you talking about? You know what's funny is...
That joke was amazing.
That was good.
And
that was good. Deserved more. It deserved
Giannis,
more, yeah.
Giannis
deserved.
Just blatantly goes, no, that deserved your fucking more. Parent, your father's dead. I make a clever joke.
You know what's
was
funny?
More than two of us.
And it was perfect, too, because it was Thanksgiving, and that was the last time I saw my father in 97, which was 15 years ago.
97?
First of all, don't bring up your dad dying like we're supposed to feel bad for you. I have three dads that died.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And I laughed at him.
Not technically, but I haven't talked to him. Okay. Ken Laz, my foster dad, the fourth one. I haven't talked to him in a while either. So.
Well, I was.
He's the number one fan.
Try having four dads die.
Oh, okay.
I just want to take this time and say, Bobby, you have done very well in life.
Thank
considering
you.
Where you come
yeah,
from.
Bobby,
I thought we were talking about me and my family.
Thanksgiving.
He needs to, you need to hear that once in a while, man. You've done really
well. But let
good.
Me tell you.
Bobby. Odds are stacked against you.
Let me
Jesus. You didn't have to add that part. I get it. I had a hard life. You, have, yeah, you shouldn't have been anything.
Bobby, you should be.
Your
Bobby.
Family stinks.
You were
the way you
in kindergarten.
Look.
You choke on gummy bears.
The talent you actually have, where you're at.
You sucked a dick for a steak.
Whoa. Oh, I told that in front of everybody.
That's why I was saying that.
I know. I was kidding, too. I mean, yeah. That's why I said that.
But
get
you're right about
Irish
holidays.
Kid from Boston.
Listen, Dan, first of all, I'm sorry about your dad dying. I didn't. I was joking about dad.
No, I didn't. No, it's cool. It's just, I'm trying to talk about the fun that I had with Joe and his real family.
Yeah. Think about Dan. He doesn't show any real emotions. He's got it down packed. He'll go in the bathroom and cry for 2 days.
No,
after
I
this.
Won't. No.
No,
I won't.
But he'll do
no,
it in
I
front
of
Jackson.
I will
no,
binge
he won't.
Drink tonight.
And you know what he'll do? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what Dan
don't
does.
Don't want
to
feel.
Listen to me. Yeah. Dan, this is what Dan does. He pricks his little finger, gets a little drop of blood, and puts a little dot on each cheek, and makes a little blush, and then wears women's clothing. He cries in a closet.
Dan shows a lot of emotion if you're good friends with him.
Thanks, Joe.
Wow.
Thanks, Joe. I
wow.
showed Joe a lot of emotion when he took me in like a family I've never had.
Who asked you to come over to my house for fucking Thanksgiving?
After I called you and I already told you I was at Joe's in Boston. You're like,
ah,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, you should have came here.
And I got
That's
Dan.
Not true. I invited you to my house and you said I can't.
I'm going
to Joe. So how do you feel that rejection again in my life from a person
I
care about?
First,
actually, no, that's not true. I asked first.
No, you didn't.
I asked
30,
last Thanksgiving.
I got him $39 worth of gigs.
What'd you say?
I got him $38 worth of gigs.
I got him fucking 3,000 worth of fans.
That is true.
And I got him in at the cellar.
Guys.
And I got no. let's talk about people have given Dan.
I killed
guys.
Dan's
let's
father.
Talk about you. What?
What?
Oh my God!
Well, this everyone arguing really does sister. Feel like Christmas.
If you
Jesus Christ, Joe,
get,
what the fuck was that?
What did he say? What did he say?
Not that I didn't say.
Lewis said I killed Dan's dad, I was
which
like,
we didn't
God.
Acknowledge. That's
and,
not a big
and
deal.
Then he said I killed his sister.
No, I said I got his sister.
You got it, your sister.
What? Good friend, Jesus Christ, Dan. You're the
I'm a good friend.
Huh?
Right, he was calling my dad Pop.
Yeah, he admitted to killing
weekend.
His sister. That's a good friend right there.
Why is Lewis getting a pass on this?
You
he
called,
started
yeah,
it.
He's Puerto Rican.
I just yes-and him.
Well, listen, you called his father Pop?
Papa.
Why?
He bought my
is that a requirement to hang out at Joe's house?
Steve.
All right, this is the thing, man. You
I called him Steve. I called him by his name.
But wait a second. Can I get another Pop? And I misheard it. But anyways.
Hold up a second. I'm confused. Wait a second. Your father barely pays attention to you at all, Joe.
How do you know that?
Because me and you had a moment at Foxwoods when we were doing a gig together where we had a heart-to-heart.
Who opened for who?
I opened for you.
He was opening for me.
It was the worst.
And you told me that your dad doesn't even acknowledge you as a person, but
he acknowledges
me. Wow, you just brought that out on the show. Yeah. Can I just stop for
I'm
one
sorry.
Second?
Someone throw me the bandana, I'm crying.
Hang on one second. You just, listen to me. You had a moment with Joe at a club, and you just, do you know people from Boston listen to this show? Why would you bring that up like it's news?
We're talking about Soder's dead fucking, his whole family.
They're dead.
So 90s.
That was the 90s.
Hey, Joe, do you remember that heartfelt moment that we had?
Listen. You sucked a dick for a steak.
Yeah, but
we can't bring up his dad who doesn't pay attention
to
him.
Hang on,
that's
Dan.
The worst thing
listen
here.
To me. Listen
I'm
to me.
Confused.
Dan's dad isn't going to fucking go call him up and go, hey, man, what the fuck was that?
That's
how
exactly
awesome would
point.
That be, though?
Giannis, the difference is that
Dan,
Joe told you that.
Dead.
Joe told you that in confidence.
It wasn't
and now you're telling everyone.
Everybody's
well,
screaming.
I'm not confident in anything I do.
Okay, stop.
Joe, did you not want me to say that? I'm sorry.
I don't care.
No, I don't care either. I'm glad you said
it. I just
want
to say, Steve.
We can talk about my issues, too.
Guys,
I got a lot of issues. Talk about them.
Well, apparently,
guys.
Wait a minute. Lewis has pushed the mic away again.
Everyone calm down.
I love
listen,
that Lewis has got
shut
the pink
your faces.
Like,
first of all, these headphones have to be turned up every show to the point where they're so loud, people go, ow. Because you guys,
like that Irish chick,
nobody
reminded me until it goes click.
I turn the headphones up until you got out.
What did you say last week? What kind of dog was it?
I don't care. It don't matter.
Rottweiler. Everybody get yourself a Rottweiler.
Let's do this real quick. We all brought presents tonight.
Yeah.
Lewis, did you bring a present?
Yeah, I brought a fucking present.
Wow, there was actually a bet going that you wouldn't bring it.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I almost didn't.
Whoever gets this one's going to be
all right,
very
so
lucky.
Wait a minute. How do we do this? It's a grab.
I think we should do a Yankee swap.
What's that mean?
Yankee swap? What if you're from the South?
Yankee swap.
I don't know. Yankee swap.
Everyone,
oh my God, I don't get the bandana for that. A Yankee swap. I said, what if you're from the South?
Yeah, give him the bandana.
Yeah, give him the bandana.
Oh my God,
he really wants
none of us are from the South.
You didn't have, if you didn't point that out, nobody would have caught it though.
Yeah, but that's
why don't
even
we just
worse.
Give it to the person sitting across from us?
But listen, can we hear out the Yankee swap?
I would love to.
The Yankee swap is great.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
We number it. We take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And
Lynn's
going too.
Oh great!
Kelly, can you get mine? It's behind you.
We number our. We put numbers in the thing. 1, 2, 3. We put all our numbers in.
Yes.
Everyone picks numbers.
And then you get that present.
You go. No. You go 1, 2, 3 in order.
Yeah.
First person picks one of the presents. They're all wrapped, right?
Right.
It's in a bag.
You pick a present, number one.
Yeah.
Then number two goes. Number two picks a present. They have the option of keeping their gift. You open the gift. It's once you pick it.
I don't
it.
Have time to do this. I have
no,
literally
no,
20 minutes
it's
left.
It's great. Let's take less than 20.
All right. Who's going to write these numbers down?
Kelly's already doing it.
Yeah, Kelly, you start doing it.
From
so listen,
I love
listen.
That you guys just said Kelly.
Are you listening?
I'm listening,
really
Joe. Stop talking
so
to me.
You pick a number.
I'm not your shitty teacher that didn't pay attention to you.
You pick a number.
Yes.
You pick a gift. You open it.
Yes.
Everyone sees what the gift is. Yay. Number two picks theirs. They get look at their gift. They have the option to keep their gift or take number one.
Okay.
Number three goes. Right. They can take number three. They swap. Right. But number one is the best number because at the end, number one has carte blanche over all of them.
Okay, everyone just give me their presents and I will distribute back to everybody. Done.
Why isn't this great? This is
so
fun.
No, I like the idea.
Why don't we give the gift who we think to the person who would appreciate it the most?
It's so fun.
Just give the gift. To who you
but
want
are you listening to what I'm saying?
It's a UFC
it's
DVD.
So
I am. So listen, this is my fucking show. I'm going to make this deal right now. I'm going to let Joe... Hand your gifts over to Kelly, right? Everybody hand your gift
Kelly,
to Kelly. We're going to try this, Joe.
Pokey
we're
going
to try the really Yankee great. Swap, but you're running it.
I'm running it. All right,
so
what I need is...
we have it. We
I
have a pen right
six
there.
Six pieces of paper, numbered 1 through 6.
Okay, Kelly will give that to you. As soon as she collects the gifts, we're going to do a Yankee swap with fucking Joe List.
Bobby, can I take a bump of your gummy bears? Guys,
sure. Can I just...
Yeah. Let's remember all the fun and momentum we had going
we need
on
a hat.
This show.
Yeah,
let's remember that it all came to a halt.
Let's remember who wanted the show to speed up and get to the point,
this
too.
Is going to kill... Everyone's going to love it.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah, we yeah.
And I can just see the outline of some
his name's going to change from Joe the Truth
four.
To Joe the fucking brand new Breaks.
You guys talk. I'll set it all up.
The show,
metal on metal, Joe, metal on metal list.
The showstopper.
The showstopper. I like that. By the way, Netflix.
Yes.
Have you watched the Stone Cold DVD, the biography?
No. Is it good?
And The Rock.
Really
awesome. The Rock one's awesome.
Really.
Yeah. It's fucking really awesome.
This is gonna be awesome.
But The Rock one is it the one where they show their matches too?
No.
What?
They just go through his. You can get the matches one different, but they
I've
show.
Seen their, okay, I don't like the new WWFE, whatever the fuck it is.
Right, get the F out.
Where they show the actual match. There's like three things. You know what I mean?
No, this is this whole story about
right.
him
yeah.
coming
okay,
up.
Yeah.
Pick a number. Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
Pick a number. Any number. Right. I got the number.
Shouldn't I be able to pick first since it's my show?
I feel like I'm
a kid.
Oh,
it's all random, Bob.
This okay, is very kindergarten, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. Secret
you know
Santa.
It's not kindergarten?
Okay.
Punching a woman with
a microphone. Grab one. Try, Lewis.
You know what they teach you in kindergarten?
What?
Not to punch women.
Wait, Linda's in. Linda's
I didn't know
in.
You were in. I'm sorry.
All right, just
Linda.
Rip another ticket up. And just write some.
I'm disappointed
is it weird
with the
that
rep.
I'm secretly in love with Linda?
I am.
Everybody
is.
Is it weird that that's how you talk about your secrets?
And don't
oh, shit. With 50,000 people? Oh, God.
Everyone is.
Oh, God, I said that out loud.
Gorgeous.
Can we play some Christmas right. music?
Oh, yeah.
It's beginning
do it in post.
To look a lot.
All right, Kelly,
yeah, we'll do it in post. We'll do it in post.
Everywhere.
Joe just, I don't like the Joe knows right. radio. Do
who
it in
has
post.
Number one?
I have number one.
All right, you pick one of the gifts. You look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, I got
one
number one. That means
pick,
God chose me.
You have the best
me.
One.
Like the
you
Westbury
have the best
Church.
Number. Because at the end, one has... Everyone can take
carte
your
blanche.
Gift, but at the end, you get the last choice. Bobby, this worked out perfect. Bobby gets the last decision.
I want the one Giannis. I want Giannis.
Okay, Bobby's taking Giannis.
My Christmas.
Ah, shit. Fucking.
No one said what number you have, listen, by the way.
First of all, I know it's Homo Candles. My friend makes candles in Brooklyn at this thing where he takes fucking dead.
You know what it is?
Dude, they're organic, all right?
It's
the
hat of the chick that he punched.
Do you understand? If I had that hat, I would fucking hang that in this fucking room forever.
I don't think the problem was the man punching me. It's that I left my hat behind.
My nana made that hat out of fucking yawn chispan.
I sheared the sheep that hat has made of.
I made a deal with Rumpelstiltskin for that hat.
Are we opening our presents on the air?
Listen, yes.
Cut off her ears and fingers and put them around his neck.
Joe, Bobby, you open the present.
Like the Apache.
Let me say this. Yes. Bobby, yes. I was going to get you a tranny DVD, but I just couldn't build up the nerve to go in there and buy one.
Why?
It's too
embarrassing. You should have gone to Amazon.com.
Dicks.
Okay, so this is...
dicks.
Okay, dicks. My gift sticks.
All right,
gifts
here we go.
With dicks. Gifts.
This is Bobby's opening the gift right now. I forgot I was running this.
It's actually gifts, first of all.
Oh, it's a mug.
Wait, did you buy a gift just for Bobby?
No, I just bought a gift. I'm going to get ripped apart.
Okay, I love New York.
A coffee mug.
That's it? A coffee mug that says I love New York?
There's another one. There's another one.
Is it another mug?
Is it the same exact one?
I don't know.
You got to open it and find out.
Oh, anticipation.
What is...
Hey!
It's a set.
Magic mug.
It's a set. Yeah, it's for you and your wife. You
don't
and your
talk
wife.
About my wife.
No, to sit down, drink coffee.
Okay, okay.
Bro, you left the place. He didn't spend $10. He spent $6 total.
Dude, it doesn't. You can spend anything. The price
you want. Doesn't under 10. Matter.
Okay, so yeah. Bobby has the mug. Okay. Now, who has number two?
I have number two.
All right, Lewis, you choose one of the gifts that's wrapped, whichever one you can see.
Can I take
and
the
then
one?
You're gonna have the can option to keep your gift or take Bobby's.
All right, I'm gonna take the one that I bought.
Joe, where did you learn this game?
The Yankee Swap. It's a classic.
Oh. What are
you
taking?
Lewis and his fucking... you know what? No. I'm going to take this one. Lewis right here.
Let's go. Let's go. We got to speed this up. We got to get guys out of
here. Who got this one?
This is me. Lewis is the best and
his
president
mom
ever.
Fuck, I should have took Kelly's present.
But you have an option. Bobby,
you have the option at the end.
I am the king.
All right, so Kelly...
So Lewis, pull it out. We got to hurry.
Kelly bought a bunch of hand wipes and razor blades.
Oh,
God.
It's for when you go on
stuff.
Tour, Lewis, with your comedy. You got all these small things to take with you.
Kelly, great gift. Nice. Very thoughtful. Yeah.
Put a lot of thought in.
Body
wash. God, right. Kelly, you're nailed.
Now, Lewis,
what if
want...
she's just saying I smell?
Lewis, do you want to keep all of these or take the coffee mugs and give Bobby all of those?
I suggest you keep the deodorant.
I knew it was going to be gold.
He's back, baby. You can choke him, but you can't keep him in. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't really matter if I keep mine or not.
Yeah, you can.
Giannis.
No, fuck you, Kelly.
No, Giannis is next. Number three. Wait, so Lewis,
I'm trading. I want the mugs. What?
Wow. Lewis takes the mugs.
What a dummy.
What the fuck?
Are you kidding me?
You're stupid. Right. I own all this shit.
No, I'll take this shit.
The mugs are so much better. That's not fair.
You know what?
Gee, all right.
You know what I want?
All right, let's
go. It's between Linda's and Lewis's.
Okay.
You gotta
wait,
pick.
Who said it? It's my turn.
Number three.
Oh, really?
Sorry. Sorry, I thought we were going counterclockwise.
Listen, I'm not an Irish chick.
Guys,
don't you try to punch me.
Listen to me. Look at me right here. Look at me. Look at me.
Bobby dies.
Are you going to choke again? I'll look at you.
Look at me.
Choke.
Let's get this going.
Okay. Oh, God. Let me get Lewis's present.
This one?
Yeah, I want to see what Lewis is present.
I hope my son is
right
like
now,
Dan.
Right now, we have some
oh my God, did I just
products.
Say that?
You just said that out loud, Bobby.
We have some coffee mugs.
Oh my
mugs,
God.
The soda is opening. Right.
Shit.
What is it?
What is it?
It's
what
not
is
it.
Tips. Yeah. I can see
there's it. Two
what is
there.
It? What is it?
Nipple clamps.
And
a dick ring.
Dude,
this was $12.99.
Bro, because I'm not a cheap fuck who spent $6 on mugs.
Hey.
Listen, that's not what it's about, you asshole. This is about
Jesus
baby
Christ.
Jesus'
and
birthday.
And you chose the mugs, it seems to me.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
All right, Dan, do you want the cleaning?
No more bringing up the prices
whatever?
Of the gifts.
Yeah. Do you want the mugs or do you want the nipple clamps?
I want Bobby's gift.
Yay.
Wait, can he take?
Bobby gets the nipple clamps for now.
All right.
And cock
for now.
Bobby gets the nipple clamps.
Bobby gets the nipple clamps. Bobby gets the nipple clamps.
All right, who's
Bobby
got four?
Gets the nipple clamps.
Giannis.
I know I'm five.
All right, here we go.
Linda, he's four.
Linda's four. Linda's six.
Is that a four?
That's a four. Yeah, that's a four.
I love that she can't read.
She
can't read.
Noni four.
She can't read.
Noni four.
She can't read. Reads Joe's four.
I'm gonna take this one. God, is this yours, Bobby?
All right.
That is mine.
All right, Kelly is opening Bobby's gift. Right now we have mugs.
It's
getting to look a lot.
$20. That is...
Dude, somebody went hard.
That is a flashlight toolkit.
What?
Look, if we go through Sandy again, I want somebody to be prepared.
What?
Okay.
Oh, man, I should have picked that.
Well, maybe Kelly will switch with you.
I'm definitely going for that one.
For all the men's...
I hope Kelly takes my nipple clamps.
You should take the nipple clamps and a cock ring.
Kelly, get the nipple clamps. Kelly, get the nipple clamps. Kelly, get the nipple clamps. Or take your gift back and let me have that.
That's all men's stuff. Why would you want that stuff?
Awesome, cool.
Now Kelly's got men's gear.
So you got the, Dan has the, what is that called?
It's the Sharper Image 8-in-1 light-up screwdriver. It comes right now. It's got four ultra-bright LED lights for your workspace. 6.5 Phillips and flathead drivers and reversible double-headed mini driver.
I'm a sucker for the radio voice. Kelly has a bunch of stuff to go to Australia with that you bought yourself.
This is men's stuff. This is men's
stuff.
Why would you choose it?
Kelly wants the nipple clamps.
You're not supposed to be nice. You're supposed to be selfish.
But I want someone else to have this gift now.
Okay, here we go. Joe, who's next? Number five.
That's me, Giannis.
What gift do you want to pick?
Giannis Pappas.
Giannis.
I am going to go with Joe Liske. Whatever.
Oh, great. Puppy.
Great.
Joe Liske. Jesus. Wow, Jesus.
Did I pick wrong?
Something to put in your asshole.
This is going to be a humdinger, I think.
Is it a banana?
It's a zucchini.
Yeah, banana or a zucchini. Let's see.
I'll tell you what it is.
At least he wrapped it.
I hope it's just more toilet paper.
I hope it's somebody's cock.
Should have picked Linda's gift.
You hope it's somebody's cock? All right. Well, let's see. Let's see her.
What is it? Is it a fucking...
Let's see.
Is Joe doing glass blowing?
That's a solid gift.
It is a wooden penis-shaped can opener.
Bottle opener.
Now, I can take that at the end. At the end.
Yes.
It's a nice piece, too.
It's handcrafted. It's pretty thick.
This is like you, buddy.
It's life-size. Listen to me.
Joe's got a thick piece.
I whittled that myself.
Let me tell you something. That might be coming home with me. And we're going to play a game next week called Smell It.
It's a dildo slash
bottle
opener.
Give me my gift.
All right, go
ahead.
That's a great
gift.
You can keep that dick opener.
Giannis, you're keeping it?
You can keep it.
You're not trading that dick opener.
What's that?
You did not get
Kelly, Kelly wants that
wooden
dick.
I feel like you can put this to use.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this.
Do you guys want to see me open a bottle without using my hands?
All right, now listen, Kelly.
I can open a bottle without using my hands.
Giannis has chose to swap the dick with all the deodorant and stuff.
That was a great
joke. Which is good.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I had a great joke.
Did I step on it?
Yeah, Kelly's dick bottle opener.
You guys want to see me open a bottle without my hands?
Yeah,
is it muddled on your dick, Jay?
I call these the finder ring.
Mine says there's a bend in it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's go.
Okay, next.
All right, Linda must be six.
Linda is six.
So you have to choose that one, then.
No, she
can choose hers.
She can choose hers.
Choose yours.
You can choose your own.
It didn't want...
I plan on taking back my own.
What is that? What is that? That's Sherrod Small. What is that? What is that?
King Kong holding the Empire State Building.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
That is a cheap-ass gift. That's a great gift.
That's a good little...
That's 10 bucks.
Who got this gift?
You, sir?
Thank you.
Whose gift was that?
That's
a great gift right
King Kong.
That is a horrific gift.
Yeah, no, I know. It's awful.
It's Keith Robinson's new album.
Oh!
Nothing. All right, here you go. So that's your gift. Now, do you want to trade that gift for something else?
Trade it, Linda.
Listen.
Trade it, Linda?
Or do you want to trade it?
All right, so Linda has the camera. She can trade the camera.
What do you want to do? You want to keep it or trade it? You're going to keep it. Okay.
No, you really want the penis bottle opener.
This is really nice to hold.
I got number seven. There's only one gift left.
Okay, so open that up. Joe, this is your Yankee Swap gift-giving game that we're playing. What is it?
Forever Fit.
Forever Fit Toning and Strength.
Look at that. That's
resistance
a great gift.
Tube.
I know that was fucking
Wait,
for somebody in this room.
Denise Austin.
Somebody, that's a
fact. That is not a Denise Austin.
The Denise Fit. From Tummy Tony.
Okay, we're going to make an exception to the game.
Do we
all give that to Bobby.
Guys,
there is no trading. This is a dictatorship.
What do you mean, Bobby, Giannis? Every one of you guys here has got a pot belly. Yeah. You're all letting yourselves go.
What do you have?
That is true.
Kelly, you have pot shoulders. Fuck.
I have the nipple clamps.
Wait, what is wrong with Kelly's shoulders? I don't get it, dude. Her shoulders are fine.
She's got East German gymnast shoulders.
No, she does not.
I've won a few gold medals in
Let me
tell you something. First of all, if you yell at Kelly, she turns into one of those fucking abused dogs. Her shoulders curl in and she rolls on her belly.
Kelly can clap her shoulders above her head.
Yeah. All right, now I can trade for any gift that I
want.
Oh, shit.
Douche.
All right, go ahead.
Can I say this? Is this bad?
Yes.
For now,
it
I mean,
bad.
You have the last choice.
Yes.
I kind of want the dick bottle opener.
Okay.
It's real fun, and okay. You can tone up.
Wait, you right. You got that. Then you're buying that.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I love it.
Here's the thing. I'm taking the dick bottle opener. Give me that. That's mine.
Oh, boo.
Now you get nipple clamps.
Joe's got them nipple clamps.
Joe's got the nipple clamps. But here's the thing, Joe.
Can we at least keep
God.
It here?
You see what Joe just did, though? Joe really wanted the nipple clamps and cock ring, and he just played Bobby. Yeah.
Hey, just like old times, Lewis. Like old times.
By the way.
Let me tell you something. Lewis can suck a dick.
Ew, look, it's there's wet. Oh, it's disgusting. It's wet.
There's no doubt about it in my mind that Lewis sucked a dick.
You didn't even put up a fight.
Lewis knows
you just
how.
Put it in there.
Dude, I
why
put
is
it in the back.
Why is it chubbing me up?
Listen to me.
Seeing that spit
listen
on
to
that
me. I choked on a gummy bear. This cocksucker just put this whole thing in the back of his throat.
That dick went to Lewis's mouth like Lego. It was just meant
Joe,
to be together.
Joe, know this. This will be here waiting
can
for you every week.
Can someone dry it off? It's gross to me.
This is going
to
be here.
Turning me on.
Can I just say this?
Can I spit on it?
Lewis, about this gift.
Kelly, please spit on it.
This gift is not nipple clamps. This gift is a picture of this naked chick.
I know. She's yes. super
that's
hot.
My gift.
She's smoking.
Yes. Well, yeah, guys, here's the deal.
Try nipple clamps. See if they work.
We have this.
Put them on, Joe.
We got to put this. Every week has to go in the fridge because a kid comes up here. Okay. I don't want this little kid accidentally sucking on this by accident.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted to keep that and then put it in my family Yankee swap. That was going to be a two-time laugh.
Well, you know you're going to go get another
still
one.
Wet from
I bet was in Montreal, handcrafted.
This is great. I swear to God. I guarantee this is going to smell by the end of the year. Let's play this right now. Next Christmas, we play you have to smell the fucking can opener. All right, the bottle opener. So you have to smell this to see if it happens. Dude. So listen, guys, this has been a fantastic year. Thank you so much, all you guys, everybody. I know I didn't have everybody on the Christmas show. There's been a ton of guys, but you guys have been my favorites. Some of my favorites, you know, Giannis. I'm so glad you came on.
Thank you, man.
I knew who you were before that, and these guys told me about you. I'm glad you came on. You've been hilarious every show. You're a great guy, and I appreciate, and all the fans love you too. So I really appreciate you coming on and having fun with us here.
Pleasure.
You know, Lewis, of course, you know I love you, dude. You're fucking great. You're one of my favorites. Mm. Even though people tell me not to have you on the show, I'm kidding.
I told you that in confidence.
Liz, same thing, man. You're the best. I
hear that, guys?
You know,
same thing. I'm also the best.
I'm like the scarecrow.
No, you are. You are, man. You really are. If I was Dorothy, you would be the scarecrow. You would be my scarecrow.
Oh,
and you know what, Dan? You're my tin man, baby. You're my tin
man.
I had no heart. I was gonna go. Yeah. Cowardly lion.
And Kelly.
Kelly, you're a flying monkey.
I was gonna say.
Toto.
No.
Well.
I was gonna say one of those little midget guys. The one you don't know.
The we represent Australian comedians. Australian comedians.
Now, Kelly. Honest to God, Kelly. Sometimes I say to myself, "How did she get here? What happened? Why is she sitting next to me?"
By boat.
Everybody.
But you're fantastic. What you do for the show behind the scenes is unfucking believable.
Oh,
you put this shit together. You make it easy for me to do this, which is a big part of why I do it every week. You guys are awesome, man. Thank you so much, really, for
Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you,
Dan
thank
Soda, you. Monster Voice. I love you, man.
I love you, Bobby.
You're
the best.
And I want to announce to everybody that this is some great news. There's a couple great things I want to announce. First of all, Dan Soda. I'm so happy about this. Got Conan O'Brien.
Yay! Yeah.
Congrats, Soda!
Don't fuck it up!
I will. So get ready to see the mediocre.
So tell
me. Monday, January 7th.
I'm going to miss it. I'm going to be in Australia. I won't be able to see it until I get back.
I want everybody to tune in to see Dan Soda. When is it again?
Monday, January 7th.
January 7th, Monday, January 7th. Tune in, and then I want you to email him, tweet him, Facebook him, and let him know what he did. You know, I know you're going to kill it. Yeah, dude, you've been working on that 5 minutes for years. That's all you got.
It really is all I got. One more minute to go. Yeah.
But I'm so proud of you, bro. When you first started doing this podcast, you smelled like tortilla chips.
I really did.
Honest to fucking God, you came right from your day job, and now it's over.
It's been over for almost a year.
You're official comic, and you're doing Conan O'Brien. That's pretty.
Thanks, buddy.
It's pretty amazing,
Danny.
Man. Pretty
fucking
very
Dan
proud of you.
Danny.
I want to thank Joe DeRosa. I want to thank all the people that come on the show all the time. What?
You didn't do special shout out to Liz, like his own.
Well, look, Joe's one of my favorite guys. I have him on the show all the time.
He didn't give like a speech.
Yeah, he did. No, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
He said he's one of the best. And I joke about him saying one of the best.
They said the best, actually.
Yeah, the best. Well, I love all the people that we have on the show every year, all through this year. It's been great. The show has gotten huge. Like, again, I always say it. It started on my iPhone, just me and on my iPhone, on my website with a few hundred fans, maybe. Now it's thousands of people download this every week. I got a bunch of emails from fans about how long the show is. And Stacey, Tatum, and Michael, DeMartino, Ryan Maxwell, Vincent, Leah, Ferris Fahad from... I have people listening...
Bueller.
No, he's from... we have people all over the world listening to the show, people. Seriously, a lot of people all over the world are listening to the show, which is phenomenal to me. And one of the reasons why is, yes, because of me, and I put this together and I do it every week, but most of the reason, the people I have on the show, these fucking guys, you guys that come in here who, look, I never hung out with you guys. I don't know you guys, but you guys, Joe, I'm so glad that I know who you are now, because everybody that listens to the show loves you guys, Giannis, and everybody. And you guys keep bringing new people on, and that's what this show's about. People always ask me, what's the show about? It's about having the funniest guys around me on my show and just talking about whatever the fuck we talk about and having a good time and people listening to that and laughing, getting out of your stupid truck for a second and out of your shitty world and out of your dumb cube and listening to us assholes make each other laugh is what my show is about. We're not trying to change the fucking world, and I know that we get serious once in a while, but this is a fun show. That makes me happy. Every time somebody new comes on the show, the one thing that makes me smile is they go, that was fun, because you expect it to be, what is this going to be? And everybody has a good time, and that's what it is. So Merry Christmas to everybody. I really appreciate it. I love all you guys for coming on here. You guys are some of the most talented comedians out there right now. And
Bobby, but also thank you to you for letting us come in here.
Thank you, Bobby.
First of all, it's about fucking time.
I disagree,
I kept talking
personally.
Until somebody interrupted me. How many times can I keep complimenting you assholes until somebody goes, and what about you?
Well,
Jesus.
I was going to interrupt to say you're welcome.
What a lot of people don't know is like...
That was good.
I was gonna be like, no problem. I mean,
but I'll say, I'll say though, like,
kind of what I do.
I know that with my,
show up and
shut up.
Fucking show list is
Kelly.
Best.
Stand up for yourself.
Shut up, everybody. Because I know that me and Lewis like work with you a lot more because of his show and then me on this one here. But Bobby, if you don't know, and Dan also would have a bit of this as well. One of the most generous people that I fucking know. And you're asking, why am I sitting here? I don't know how I'm sitting here.
Don't cry, Kelly.
But what?
I'm going to cry. I feel the tears coming.
Giannis and I wouldn't know how generous Bobby is.
No, but I'm saying that we work closer to him. Do we know
Giannis,
how...
Giannis,
will
you just punch Kelly already?
Look, man.
I'm trying, Bobby.
Bobby. No, go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
Bobby.
Go ahead, finish it. It's a hard spell. Let her talk.
Yes,
let
buddy.
Her talk.
No, yes, buddy.
You're an unbelievable human being.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
I love you, buddy.
I love seeing you. I love hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I love your fake hexes that don't work, especially when the Niners beat the Patriots.
It
almost worked. But I love you, and thank you for everything.
Yeah.
We all are, absolutely,
man.
Bob, I just wanted to say, like, honestly, from the bottom of my heart,
this is getting cheesy.
I'm going to be performing.
Come on, Giannis.
I mean, really.
Sorry,
like,
we're not punching each other.
Does anyone else want to say something positive in the trust circle?
Yeah, Giannis.
Not all of us punch people in the face, Giannis.
It's goddamn Christmas. We never say it. It's once a year. We fucking
take this fucking show back to Brooklyn, son, with me and my cats knock bitches out with microphones.
No, we knock bitches out with cats.
We have to say something nice.
Yeah, seriously. Sorry, Bobby.
Go ahead.
Bottom of my heart.
Say it in Spanish.
I'm going to be performing at Caroline's on January 8th.
I love you guys.
You guys, my first headlining
Merry Christmas
in New York City. January 8th. It's beginning to look a
lot like Christmas.
That was beautiful. That segment just made me pro-gun.
You guys, I love you guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great Christmas. You guys, I want to say one thing real quick. One of the other shows on the air, Marco from the Jersey Jerks, his wife had a baby, a little premature. Everybody's all right. It's 2 months early. Everybody's all right. The baby's doing all right. But please send a prayer out to Marco from the Jersey Jerks and his wife and his family that the baby's fine. And the reason why that, you know, this means a lot to me is because my wife's pregnant, everybody.
Yeah!
That's right. We're having a little baby boy.
Congratulations.
So Merry Christmas, you fucking cocksuckers of the YKWD universe.
2 days.
Lewis,
tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's not about him. It's about me right now. My kid's going to be better than Lewis's.
No, he's probably not going to be gay either.
Yeah, he's not going to be gay. Oh, my God, you sucked a dick. Merry Christmas, everybody. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.